Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, and without fail, we must welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 30th day of June in the year of our Lord 2014. On a day I am hoping and praying against every hope that the people representing the Zoological Republic will be dumped away from the World Cup. Anything to do with the zoo, anything Nigeria, I despise. That also goes for their football as well. I don't care who is playing. If they like, let my mom be keeping goal for them, it doesn't matter. I despise them and I want them to lose. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you wherever you are. If you have not joined us before, you are about to witness something exceptional. You are about to be confronted with the truth the way you have never seen it before. You are about to encounter a group of people who are in word and in deed without fear before their enemies. You are about to encounter consistency. You are about to witness how restoration is done in the true Biafran style, forged and baptized in the fire of truth and honesty. I must welcome all of you wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra with the time now standing at approximately 17 seconds past the third minute, past 7 p.m. here in the evening in London. Wherever you are on this planet, regardless of your time zone, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to everybody privileged enough to be listening to Radio Biafra at this very opportune time. You are indeed privileged. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, as I welcome you, you will also welcome other people. You will tell them exactly how you are listening to Radio Biafra. We come to you twice every blessed day. We come to you without fail every blessed day, 7 a.m. in the morning and 7 p.m. in the evening. And as a result of that and because of that, the message, the propagation of this very gospel that will restore the kingdom of heaven upon this earth is carried around the world two times live every blessed day, 7 a.m. in the morning and 7 p.m. in the evening. We are and must remain the indigenous people of Biafra, the one and only indigenous people of Biafra, the only people answering to Biafrans at the United Nations. Tell people to go to www.radiobiafra.co. If your people do not have a satellite yet in Biafra land and all across Africa, it is not terribly expensive. We commend all of you asking us to go and install satellite in their various homes back in Biafra land. Go and find us on Amos 5 satellite. If you have My TV Strong decoder, if you have any free-to-air decoder, you should be able to point your dish 17 degrees east. You will receive Radio Biafra on it. People call us all the time to say, I was merely scrambling by and I stumbled across Radio Biafra. And they are grateful for it. Because here, the message we preach is very simple. The message we propagate is very, very simple. Our gospel is Biafra. A Biafra founded upon truth and honesty. A Biafra where men and women will be equal before God above and man below. Every law we make, everybody will be subjected to it. You are about to see something you have never seen before. We are going to get Biafra. Our plans are well laid out. Our plans are well marshaled out. There is no way we are going to be swayed or dissuaded or swayed from the path which we have embarked upon. That path is to go and restore Biafra. If you tune in again tomorrow morning, you will hear us talking about Biafra. This evening, we shall do the same. We shall do so every morning and every evening until Biafra comes. Once our transmitter is up and running the way we want it to, you will hear Biafra 24 hours every blessed day. We make no apologies about it. Wherever you are, we welcome you. We run a live interactive program here. Our platform is open. Anybody can come and participate in our programming, both those who are in favor and those who are not in favor of what we are doing. We do not care. Our lines are open. Earlier today, during the AM broadcast, a Yoruba man called from Malaysia. We accepted his call. We don't screen your calls. You can call and say whatever thing it is on your mind that you wish to say, as long as that thing moves this very project forward. We are involved in the restoration of the dignity of our country stripped away from us between 1967 to 1970, where we are subjected to the most abominable and horrible conditions that any part of this world, any part of the human race could possibly endure. We emerged from it, still standing very strong today, and proclaiming that this same Biafra is the kingdom of heaven upon this very earth. And upon this very Biafra are we going to stand, and if need be, die, because our freedom is more important than life itself. Our freedom is more important than the life that we live today. That is why this very message will be spread all over the world. We shall propagate it. There are no other, I can't say no other, because we are incomparable. Not since the history of freedom fighting have people been mobilized all over the world simultaneously in over 88 countries. And we are taking it a step further this very evening from London. This program is coming to you live and direct from London, not recorded. The time now is 7:08 p.m. in the evening. We are coming to you live and direct. Because we run an open interactive session, we shall open our lines once we finish the presentation of our news headlines and accompanying news summary. The number of Radio Biafra studio line in the United Kingdom remains +44 78 31 30 8376. You must keep this line and this very number. Anytime we are in London, anytime we are in any part of the United Kingdom, this is always the number to call. If you want your voice to be heard, we spread all over the world. We are on TuneIn. We have our own bespoke app. We are on satellite. How did we manage to do all of these things? Because we are dedicated, because we have the might of the indigenous people of Biafra behind us in over 88 countries of the world and counting. As we speak right now, people are springing up all over the place, wanting to partake as in this very struggle that we are pursuing, because they know we are truthful, they know we are honest, they know we are incorruptible, they know we are uncompromising in our approach. People can say whatever they like, it doesn't bother us. It spurs us on to continue to do this wonderful work. Once you're out and you're removed, you are out. You can never come back. If you like, you go and hang yourself. It doesn't matter to us. Once you're out, you're out. One strike and you are out. Completely frozen out. What happened in 67 to 70 will not happen again. Right now, we identify the saboteurs before they even approach us. And we put you out to pasture. And there you shall remain. All the talk of unity is balderdash, rubbish. These are criminal elements seeking to bring in their satanic criminality into what we are doing. Why do you think we are successful at what we do? Because our hands are clean. We don't dine with corrupt politicians. We are not in APC. We don't support APC candidates. Having Gige won Anambra State, today Anambra will be an APC territory. Fact. Not fiction. There is no sentiment in what we are doing. If anybody crosses our path, if anybody becomes corrupt, they will be summarily dealt with. Biafra will not come if there are corrupt men. I preached this very gospel in 2009 in Agulejiga in Lagos. I preached it openly. Go and ask them. Any hint of corruption, there will be no Biafra. As simple as that. That is why we are and must remain incorruptible before Chukwu Abiama, who sees in the dark, and before man that sees in the day. That is why our resoluteness, that is why our determination and stubbornness to get what rightfully belongs to us is not something we are going to play with. We can't play with it. This is Biafra, after all. It is a divine project, a spiritual calling. If you don't have it in you, you cannot serve Biafra. Impossible. Where you see good, you think it's evil. Where you see evil, you think it is good. That is why we purify, we baptize people in the knowledge that when they emerge on the other side, they can be truly called Biafrans, as the case may be. This evening, we continue to welcome you. We continue to march ahead strictly to go and get Biafra, nothing more, nothing less. I am not going to be the president of Biafra nor the prime minister. I will not even serve in any public office. I will not. As soon as Biafra is gotten, I resign that very day. Let people not think that we are doing this because we want to participate in governance. You must be mad, because I will not. The stress of Biafra for over 18 years is telling. Go and ask those that we started this thing with. They will tell you that we have come a long way. The reason why we are where we are today is because of our determination and resoluteness. They cannot match it. Our determination is what they cannot match. Determination is not the same as envy, greed, or jealousy. They are deadly sins and they kill people. We are resolute, indefatigable, and relentless in our pursuit of what we know to be right. The coming of the kingdom of Chukwu Abiama upon this earth. We are Umu Chukwu, Umu Obase, Umu Anigwe. There is no other place on earth that has those names. There are no other group of people upon this very planet that praise Chukwu Abiama by the name they give their children. Only Biafran people. We praise God by the name we give to our children. My son is in Emeka. Even by mentioning his name, I am offering praise and glory to Chukwu Abiama. We are very, very special. It is that very special nature that we possess that we are seeking to preserve. We cannot preserve it in corruption. We cannot preserve it in duplicitousness and lies. The only way you preserve it is to speak the truth and not to be afraid to say, this is how I can be reached. I am going out. I'm traveling all over the place. I will be in Manchester. I will be traveling the whole of Europe. If you think that you have something important to say, come to any of the town hall meetings. My offer is there. Unity. Instead of uniting with criminals, why don't you people get together and call a debate in the open? Televised debate. We provide all the equipment. In the open, we appoint a moderator to moderate. If you stay in that room for 5 minutes, I know you're very strong. Only 5 minutes. And you'll be covered in shame. All the dossier, all the broken promises, all the contracts they could not keep, all the shenanigans they are doing, rattling all over the place, everything will be put out in the open. And they will know that we are very, very serious. They are mad people. We don't unite with criminals and vagabonds. Never. You don't toe the line and you're off. You don't obey simple command and you're off. We are in freedom fighting, not with Umunna. Go and look for a village meeting to go to. This is the indigenous people of Biafra, where we make things happen. We are about to make something greater happen. This is a very special announcement this very evening, wherever you are. You must, as a duty, tell those around you to listen to Radio Biafra. www.radiobiafra.co. It's three W's. www.radiobiafra.co. There is a place you can Google. Write Tune In on Google. Once you have Googled TuneIn, you download the app. That is where you have a list of proper radio stations. If you're not proper, you cannot be there. If you go to TuneIn and search for Radio Biafra, you will find us. And you will listen to us. Live and direct. If you go to www.biafrarestoration.com, we are there. If you go to www.biafravoice.com, we are there. If you go to www.peopleofbiafra.org, we are there. You go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, we are there. That is our name. We are not a group of people. We are not an association. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. We are citizens of Biafra. And we are here to do the right thing before God and before man. We are on satellite. We have our own bespoke app, our own application. Go to iTunes, go to BlackBerry World. You can also go to Google App Store, which is Play Store, they call it. You will see us there. You will download us, and you can listen to what we are doing and follow our activities. Therefore, we must welcome you. The number once again to call when our lines open is +447831308376. I repeat, +447831308376. We also are on Viber and on Tango. And we have deliberately allowed ourselves to use the studio line in Biafra land for these purposes. The number is +234 8100904599. That is the studio line when we are in Biafra land, but with which you can get hold of us on Tango and on Viber. +234 8100904599. We are on Skype. We are Radio Biafra. We are on Skype. You can decide to call us without adding us on your friends, on your contact list rather, or you can add us. We are not obliged to receive or to accept it, but once you call us, we will take your call. The name of Radio Biafra Skype line is very simple. Radio Biafra. That's all. You search for us, you find us, you add us onto your contact list, and you inform your friends. There are many ways to do it. You can send them inbox. You can put it on your timeline on Facebook. You can send them messages via text, via WhatsApp, via BlackBerry. You can use Viber. You can use Tango. Any means you wish to broadcast it. Just let the world know that there is Radio Biafra and that we are here preaching this very wonderful gospel. The gospel of restoration. The gospel of hope. The gospel of redemption. The gospel that will take us right into the promised land that we know to be Biafra. That is exactly what we are doing, and there is nothing under the sun capable of stopping us from accomplishing this. People always call us by this time, please. We beg you that our lines have not opened yet. Our lines are not open yet, please. We beg you. Our lines are not yet open. When it opens, we shall announce it, and then you will call us back, please. Hold fire where you are. We are going to present the news headlines, and hopefully the barrister, the very eminent barrister, Anthony Atlaw, will be able to join us later. But right now, if you're joining us, you must go and get your pen and paper ready. Your pen and paper should be ready. And if you take down this very number, that is the number with which you can get hold of us on once you call us. If you have any meaningful opinion to offer, any contributions to make, any guidance to give, we are here to receive it. If it makes sense, we adopt it. Everything that we do is as a result of people offering their superior opinion. We look at it, we digest it, we analyze it, and ultimately, we utilize it. That is why we are where we are today. We do indeed, as a matter of fact, practice this very thing that we preach, that we consult extensively. Anybody put out to follow, anybody put out to pasture, is because they were insubordinate, by which we mean they did not quite follow a very simple command. We are in a freedom fighting situation. It is you obey a very simple command. We expect people in the zones to be loyal to the zonal coordinator. All the zonal coordinators to be loyal to the national coordinator. National coordinators must be loyal to continental reps. Continental reps must be loyal to the coordinator of all coordinators. Uchenonyema. And in turn, everybody must be loyal to the head of the Directorate of State, who is Uche Nasiebu. As simple as that. And that way it cascades up. You don't know which position you will occupy tomorrow. That is why it's important that you do what is right by making sure that your only singular motivation is to serve your country in truth and honesty. We are without fear before our enemies. Even as I say so, the barrister has joined us. The very eminent barrister. I shall go to him, of course. I shall invite the barrister in the only way that he can to please kindly and mercifully acknowledge the wonderful presence of the indigenous people of Biafra. Collectively all over the world, they are known as the IPOB. Individually, they are known as Biafrans, regardless of where they are. If you're in the USA, you are Biafrans in the USA. If you are in Canada, you are Biafrans in Canada. If you're in Spain, Biafrans in Spain. If you're in Norway, Biafrans in Norway. If you're in Denmark, the same thing. If you're in Russia, in Australia, in Japan, in South Korea. If you are in Thailand, if you are in Malaysia, if you're in China, in Senegal, in South Africa, my dear Lord, we are everywhere in the world. We are everywhere. That is why we are formidable. Simply formidable. There is nothing we want to do that we cannot do. The barrister is with me, and I will go to him. Please, Barrister Man Mezu, if you can hear me, greet our people the way only you can. Please. Barrister, can you hear me?
Director.
Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening to you, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening to all Biafrans, including those in Enugu, minding the position of what we have there in Biafra land. I thank and I greet all of you, east, west, north, or south. Wherever you are, good evening, and we are always cheerful to hearing the voices of our people, to noting that our people are always with us. Even some people start calling before the director say a word. That is some kind of assurance that our people are always with us. We're always happy to welcome you on Radio Biafra. Always cheerful to discuss it with you. Because you got the ideas, you got the views, you got your opinions. And most of your ideas are the formation of what we stand on here on Radio Biafra. We thank you as you gather together, as you join us, to bring out ideas on how to restore Biafra. Because that's what we do here every evening. We don't discuss anything else apart from the restoration and the resurrection of Biafra. All of you collectively, we respect you. We adore all of you. We thank you for all the support you give to us financially, morally, and otherwise. Please bring out your ideas, as always. We welcome those who call us, who are not even Biafra, but they are interested in what Biafrans are doing. We welcome friends of Biafra. This is an open platform for anybody. We are here with the view to restore Biafra. That's all. If you have an idea, regardless of where you came from, regardless of your country, whichever village you came from, please join us, give us idea. We will entertain you. What we want is cooperation. Once you hear that you've been taken on, you turn off your listening devices and join with us. That's all we ask for. May God, Chukwu Abiyama, bless all of you as you come together to discuss about restoration of Biafra. Director, I'm standing by. Good evening once again.
Good evening. Barrister Mamezu is with us, as always. And without fail, we continue to welcome you. I don't know how many people you have told to listen to Radio Biafra this very evening from London. It could be your morning, it could be your afternoon. For some of you, it could be your midnight. For some of you, very early part of Tuesday morning if you're in Japan. But we are here in London today, and the time now is 25 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening. You must go out and tell people. You must email them, you must write to them, you must phone them. Tell them that Radio Biafra is on. Tell them that the best way to get Radio Biafra, please, is by going to our website, www.radiobiafra.co. If for any reason, if for any unfathomable reason, they cannot get through, which is most unlikely, there is BiafraRestoration.com. They can go to TuneIn, which is on, they can't crash it. You see how clever we are. That is where I love it. The more they chase us, the more ingenious ways we create to make sure that we stand. That was why we went on satellite. People must know that our transmitter is going to broadcast. Our transmitter is coming to you. It will come to you. There is nothing we have said we have not done. The vagabonds and the criminals working to protect APC politicians, working to protect corrupt men and women in the zoo, those of them that have been enslaving you for nearly 50 years, those of them that are responsible for you trekking through the desert. There are people answering Biafrans wanting to protect them. They know that our phase two has commenced. And everybody is struggling to protect their oga at the top by thinking they can rubbish the name Biafra and come behind and be pleading with me for unity. Mad people. Mad, insane people. We are working with those who are sensible. Those that understand their work. Those that understand what they are supposed to do. They want me to hand over Biafra money to them. Lunatics and criminals. Vagabonds, I will not do that. Over my dead body. Over my dead body. The same thing that we are preaching against happened somewhere in a country. The person we are talking about knows who he is. Because he disagreed with a decision that was taken. He said that the money that Biafrans contributed to support the work that Radio Biafra is doing, that he will not hand it over. Exactly what happened before. You know when idiots speak, sometimes they don't reason properly. The reason why we do not give you funds to hold is because you are very poor. Some of you are very poor, asking for us to hand over our funds to you. You are too poor, too wretched. You are too hungry. You wouldn't know how to manage public funds. And when you get upset, you want things done your way, you withhold funds. Radio Biafra will close down. And you will jump around and say, Nnamdi Kanu has taken bribe from Nigerian government to close Radio Biafra. That's why we said no to you, isn't it? Because you're very hungry. Very hungry people. People who cannot feed properly. You want us to give you the amount of funds you have never seen in your life before. So tomorrow you guys start saying, let us unite as one. What happened to Nzukandibo in London? What happened to all the useless Igbo groups in London? Igbo, you know all of them. What happened to them? The same rubbish. You think that I will allow that to happen to Biafra? You must be mad. It will never happen. Not under my watch. It can never happen. Every project we went into, we are executing with precision. With precision. There is nothing we said we cannot do. Nothing. Anything we say, we deliver on it. If it is for me to go and take you by the hand and say the transmitter is here, you are drunk. It will never happen. When it speaks, you will hear it. We will tell you where to go and tune it and what frequency is on. You will hear it. We are not daft. We are not stupid. Some of you are, but we are not. We know what we are doing. And Chukwu Abiam is with us. That is why anybody riding on the achievements of the indigenous people of Biafra, anybody trying to emulate, replicate Radio Biafra, trying to think you can emulate, no, you cannot succeed because God did not send you. Chukwu Abiam had determined that we should come. Have I told you how I met Barrister Imam Mezu? Have I told you how Uche Mefo left law and became an engineer? Do all of you know? Have I told you how I met our dear sister, Ebere Chukwuanibuoku? Did I tell anybody how I met Karomonde? Did I tell anybody how we met each other? How people are being connected with one another all over the world? Courtesy of Radio Biafra and by extension, the indigenous people of Biafra. You cannot recreate it. What binds you together is envy, greed, and jealousy. What binds us together is our determination, our fanaticism to go and get our country. This is Radio Biafra. We lay everything bare in the open. We don't have any secret. Anything you want, the number is here. You call us. We discuss it live on air. No secret. Any question you ask will be answered. There is no need gossiping when you can pick up the phone and call. +44783130836. Why do you bother gossiping? We will use Radio Biafra to expunge Biafra land of all these ills. Grown-up men yapping like market women. No. Pick up the phone if you're a man and call. I will give you the time to state. I will not interrupt you. To state everything you have to say. Then I will only ask you two questions only. If you can answer them, then you know you're a man or a woman, as the case may be. Once you are part of this family and you behave in a way that is not proper, in a way that endangers what we are doing, you'll be put out completely. Out. Never to come back. We are announcing this very evening that we have an upcoming United Nations accreditation exercise. This is massive. This is very, very huge. The head of the Directorate of State is listening and must pay very close attention. The coordinator of all coordinators, must pay very serious attention to this very announcement. Every other principal officer of state must pay attention to this. Uche Mefo, the barrister himself, is listening already. Carol Monde, our dear sister Bretugwani Borg. Everybody who is part of what we are doing must listen very attentively. This information came in today. We are the only people answering Biafra at the United Nations. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. And as a result of that, there are some things required of us to do which we must do. We are going to complete this accreditation to make it impossible for anybody answering a Biafran to be deported from wherever they are on this earth back to the zoo. We want to put a stop to it. This very exercise is going to be as massive as the 30th of May. Therefore, every coordinator that we have, every national coordinator, every secretary of the country we have will in effect, once this exercise is completed, turn the gathering of the family in that very place to a Biafran mission. Biafran mission means they are more or less our ambassadors and our spokespeople in that very country. Very important. That is why this United Nations accreditation exercise is very, very critical. Every national coordinator, every national secretary will, with immediate effect, please, immediate effect, in the over 88 countries that we are in, contact the coordinator of coordinators and Carol Monde, who will in turn, both of them, provide the information to the head of the Directorate of State, Uche Nasiebu, to forward it to me for Uche Mefo to complete the work that needs to be done. We need the signatures, the full name, the village, the signature of every national coordinator and secretary and their telephone number. Because United Nations may have need to contact you to verify certain things that we are claiming that we are. That we are in over 88 countries of the world as the indigenous people of Biafra. Once this exercise is completed, we have some papers and documents to submit to United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. It is therefore their duty to take it to the respective countries where you are, making the issue of Biafra paramount. Anybody declaring asylum as a Biafran will not be put in detention. We want to show them how powerful we are. Remember what we did to CNN and to BBC. Remember how we stopped Okorocha's wife from stealing the money of Imo State and putting it in America. Remember what we did on the 30th of May. We are about to do something similar. This very project is massive. Every coordinator, every secretary, your full name, your village, your signature, and your telephone number. If there is need for your passport photograph to be provided, we shall let you know. Very, very important. It should be done within the next 7 days, maximum. The head of the Directorate of State, General Nasiebu, is responsible for coordinating this very exercise and will draw information from everywhere. He will be assisted by Carol Monde and also by our CEOC, our coordinator of all coordinators. Mazi Onyema must be part of this very thing and make sure that the way he has been working before with our coordinators, that they respond to it and make sure that this happens within 7 days. We have submission to do at the UN. We are going straight for the jugular. We don't play childish games. United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees to accredit, to accept that Biafrans, wherever they are in the world, is in danger if you take them back to the zoo. End of story. Anybody, once you present as a Biafran, it is gone. Do you know what happened in Germany, in Malaysia, in Indonesia? As a result of the 30th of May, are people not boldly walking about and claiming asylum in those places because of what you did? The indigenous people of Biafra. Is it because it's not in the newspapers everywhere? People are jumping up and down? Do you know what you have achieved? Can you begin to fathom why were you able to do it? Because you are one irreducible, one indivisible unit. One, not two, not three, not four. That is the same level of unity we are maintaining going forward. As a family, that is why we call ourselves family meetings. We don't divide. As a family, one indivisible unit. If you have something important to say and you say it, to be taken on board. If you allow greed, envy, and jealousy to get into you, then you're on the slippery slope to irrelevance. Go and ask those of them that we are put out. Where are they today? We must continue. This United Nations accreditation, they have only given us 13 days. But for us to get it together, we need 7 days to collect all the documents together. Uchenna, we should take note. This is very, very critical for the survival of our people as a race. We are going more also to make sure that there will be no more detentions and deportations by this very act we are going to take. Every person identifying as a Biafran and belonging to the family of the indigenous people of Biafra, wherever they are, will be accorded refugee status. That's what we are pursuing. And it's going to happen. You will no longer be deported once you say, I am a Biafran and I belong to a family meeting where I am. That is why this is important. All these people coordinating us, they will turn into our ambassadors de facto. Where you have offices like Spain, we have our own ambassador in Spain. Now we have an office in the USA. We have our own ambassador in the USA with Biafran flag flying in front of the office. We have plans. Just watch and see what we're going to do. We are also making sure that our transmitter remains a secret that it is. Not everybody will know the movement of our transmitter, what we are doing. The day it starts talking, we'll tell you to tune in. If you don't know how much it costs to buy a transmitter and to build an antenna, please go and Google it, my dear people. We are going to be greater than Radio Nigeria. Greater than all the radios in West Africa, government-owned put together. Very, very expensive, but we are working on it and we are doing it. We won't allow vandals and vagabonds to dictate our timetable for us. Did anyone dictate 30th of May for us? No. Nobody. Chukwu Abiyama did. Unity with rogues is not an option. We continue to welcome people to copy what we are doing if they are strong enough. But if you don't have the anointing, you can only be Judas Iscariot. If you don't have the anointing, you can only be another Lucifer thrown down from heaven. Nobody. After a few days, you are forgotten. Who are you? We are here to make sure that this message gets to where it is intended, into the hearts of men. That the world may look around and say, it is time to set these people free. They have done no wrong to anybody. We have not committed any crime. We have not stolen from anybody. We have not done anything wrong. But somehow this conspiracy of denial of freedom, this conspiracy to silence the voice of the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama, this conspiracy to ensure that we continuously are being massacred all over the place, this conspiracy to deport, to deny us economic activities, to deny us political space to operate as human beings, we can't allow it to continue, because if we do, we are no longer worthy to be called Biafrans. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to welcome you. I must go very speedily and very hastily to our news headlines this very evening and accompanying news summary. We are not going to prevaricate. We cannot afford to contemplate retreat nor surrender. Impossible. We are here to get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. No two ways about it. Because life is meaningless without your freedom. Look at the price that Yeshua paid. Those of you that subscribe to that very belief, to set you free. He had to die on the cross of Calvary to set you free. That's the price of freedom. Not when he said to people, you have to contribute. Hey, no, but it's too much. But you go to church every Sunday to say, oh, Jesus set me free from my sins and my bondage. At what price? With his own life. We are educated people. That is why I am begging them to bring out Wole Soyinka for me to debate him. Soyinka will not last 30 minutes. I promise you that. And Nigeria will be laid bare. Only 30 minutes. If he survives 30 minutes, then I know he's learned. Not as learned as Chinua Achebe, of course. We continue. Suspected Boko Haram fighters caught in Anambra as we continue to dilly-dally from place to place. What do we do? Do we obey Nigerian law on rubbish? They are there in your villages preparing to mount a very deadly onslaught. One thing people don't know is this. They don't want to come by giving off one bomb after another. They're using it to gauge us. They are going to launch a coordinated attack at the same time to confuse us so we cannot rally around to defend our land anymore. If you don't know, we are letting you know right now. Dainumunze Nanamba, the home of our own dear brother and fellow Biafran, Osita Ademma, okay, who is in Enugu, having left Thailand to go and serve his country. His village is under siege as we speak. They are there already. Suspected Boko Haram fighters caught in Anambra, as we reported this morning. Ohanaeze youth wing vows to stand up against Boko Haram. Oh, dear Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I am happy this evening. They say there are some Igbo youths. They are saying that they are vowing to stand up against Boko Haram. These are the people worth going into unity with. At last, something is happening. We welcome them and we encourage them to continue what they're doing. We shall go into this news in detail. In fact, it made me very happy. Mind, instead of Ohanaeze youth, not Ohanaeze itself, they're in Abuja collecting 12 million each. On top of the 5 billion they were given before. These are the youth. I hope they won't turn out to be like them. So that we can at least see what we can do with them. If they are serious about what they're saying. Igbo group protests Abia terror suspects release. A group is protesting the release of the terrorists. They gave them to 20,000 each. Whereas if they see you with a Biafran t-shirt, they arrest you. If they look at you and think, I may get money from Kwabi from this man, they arrest you and say, oh, Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. You go to court. You ask a magistrate, have I committed any crime? They'll say, oh, no, you have not. But the word Biafra, according to chapter 6 of... Rubbish. Nonsense. They are protesting the release of the terrorist that was going to Iguacha, which is Port Harcourt, to go and bomb it. People are protesting. Our people are waking up gradually. That's very good. At least it took Boko Haram to do something, which is wonderful. It's very good news. The same way it took Adolf Hitler to kill 6 million Jews before they realized that they have a home in Palestine. It has taken Boko Haram bombs to wake up our docile people. Docile Igbo people. Sheepishly all over the place doing buying and selling. Enugu churches are screening their worshippers. Did I not tell you, barrister? Did I not inform our listeners that this thing happening in the zoo will affect everybody? Now you cannot go into a church in Enugu with your handbag anymore. They are screening everybody. That expensive handbag you bought, you can't go to church with it anymore. The news is here. Enugu churches are now screening their own worshippers. Because you don't know who is who. Somebody can be saying they are Christian, that is, and they are Boko Haram in disguise. Everybody is panicking. There is palpable fear. Why? Because a Biafran is the president of the zoo. Even though the man is claiming that he's not a Biafran, they still said, no, you are. Because of that, we made the country ungovernable for you. And the man is now crying. He can't even come outside. What a pity. What a useless, sorry sight that is. Nothing shocks anybody again, as the insurgency has assumed a very deadly proportion. Killing people is no longer news. It's like our people on Twitter. The first week, Twitter was fine. Second week, third week, as we're going, diminishing return sets in. The more you do it, the less interested you become in it. But we are black people now. That's where we are. So now you can, if you want to shock us, you need to go to maybe 5 churches at the same time, kill up to 200 people each at the same time. Then maybe the news can be acceptable. But killing only 50 and 100, no, that is not news. To black people, no, that is not news now. That's what's happening here. Nothing shocks anybody again. That's the headline we're presenting. Fear of Boko Haram hits conference. Even the monkeys gathering in Abuja with a promise of 12 million each, they are even afraid of Boko Haram. Things are happening. I am so glad. Today, I am very, very happy that our Ohanaeze youths are saying that. Who knows? We are praying with fingers crossed. We are praying. United States are saying they don't know where the Chibok girls are, as we told them before. No girls are missing. Today, they're acknowledging that they don't know where they are. Despite their sophisticated weaponry, despite their eye in the space, despite all their drones, their satellite imaging, their infrared everything, they said there are no girls. America cannot find them. If America cannot find those girls, who are the chimpanzees in the zoo masquerading as soldiers to find them? Who are they? Please, the caller on the phone, our lines are not open yet. When our lines open, you will call us back, please. Our lines are not open yet. We are just presenting the news headlines. Chibok girls, nobody knows where they are, according to the USA. And now the news in greater detail. A number of suspected Boko Haram insurgents have been reportedly caught in Umunze, Anambra State, in Nigeria's southeast. They were caught with bombs, wrote a blogger Boko Haram is usually identified within the northern parts of the zoo, but it has been gathered that in an apparent desperation by the Islamists to penetrate the southeast, because they're coming to conquer and to kill and to pillage. Anambra is the fourth southeast state. In other words, Anambra is the fourth Igbo state, not southeast Igbo, Ali Igbo, that they have come to. And they are being arrested all over the place. The other states being Abia, Imo, and Anambra. Everywhere you go to, there are Boko Haram. That is our headline this evening. Let's continue to present the news summary. The newly inaugurated youth wing of the Apex Igbo Sociocultural Group, Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo, has threatened, should there be any attack on the Igbo nation, the group will follow with a reprisal. Recent arrest of suspected members of the dreaded Islamic sect Boko Haram in the southeast geopolitical zone had sent shock waves in the region. In his inaugural address at the Ohanaeze Secretariat, No. 7 Park Avenue, GRA Enugu, the President General of Ohanaeze Youth Wing, Mr. Okechukwu Isiguzoro, declared that with the inauguration of the youth wing, the elephant of the Igbo nation is finally on his feet. Before, the elephant was on his belly. Today, it is now on the feet. Praise be to Chukwu Abiyama. They said the elephant was lying down before. Now, elephant is standing up. We are very happy. Let this elephant do something. We are waiting and supporting them. My administration, according to the President General of the Youth Wing, please, not the men or not the criminal gang or Hanese. This is the Youth Wing, please. My administration is hinged on a 3-point agenda: security, youth empowerment, and reorientation. Insecurity poses a serious developmental challenge to our people. I love the grammar. I love it. I hope they live up to expectation and every support they need, we shall provide them. We love the way they speak. Not to, did they ask you to obey the law? They didn't say so. Other ones are saying obey the law. If Boko Haram takes away your mother, also add your sister to them. Dash them your sister, because you're obeying the law of the zoo. Mad people. A group known as Igbo World Union. I've never heard of these ones before. But let them keep coming. We welcome it. The more, the merrier. A group known as the Igbo World Union has expressed strong reservations over the reported release of 113 out of the 486 detained Boko Haram suspects arrested penultimate Sunday in Abia en route to Port Harcourt. President General of the group, Chief Meshack Nnanta, who spoke with Sunday Punch in Omuahia in the wake of the alleged gradual release of the suspects, said, "Nigeria is playing with fire. If indeed anybody among these suspects who pose grave danger to our lives and national unity has been freed in such a haste, that things will happen. We are waiting. We support them." Their name is Igbo World Union. Igbo World Union and Ohanaeze Youth. They have spoken very gallantly, and that's why we're covering it today on Radio Biafra. Long may it continue. The only place we had difficulty is where he said Nigeria unity. I don't like it. We don't like it. We continue. As the Catholic Church bans women handbags as part of efforts to forestall attacks on the church by Boko Haram, insurgents who are feared to have invaded the southeastern states, the Catholic Diocese of Enugu on Sunday conducted thorough screening of its members before allowing them into the Sunday services, including deacons and deaconesses. Even a deaconess. Everybody is being searched because you don't know who is Boko Haram sympathizer. I told you, if a church in Enugu Catholic Church are screening Igbo people going to church, how about those coming to Biafra? Why shouldn't we be vigilant and kick them out if they misbehave? It is here now. The church also banned women from entering the handbags as part of the security measures. Some Pentecostal churches within Enugu have also procured some detecting equipment with which they screened vehicles driven by worshippers into the premises of the churches within the state capital. Some churches have constructed iron barricades to where is Jesus now on the gate to protect you? You are building iron barricade. In other words, you are resorting to doing something physical and tangible. Jesus will protect you. That's exactly what we are saying. We are not against it. That's why we need arms as well to protect our villages. You protect your churches. We protect our villages where we come from. Most of you that grew up in the town, you won't understand what I'm saying. I grew up in the village. I love my village where I come from. The churches are putting up barricade. What are you doing about it as a Biafran? That is why we need arms to go and defend our villages. We need arms to defend our villages. Very, very important. The body counts from the war against terrorism are getting abnormally high. Whether the losses are on the part of security agencies or mere standbys like school children, it is becoming clearer that government needs to do more. What can he do? The man is on the ground. He is pathetic and useless. What can he do? Jonathan is weak and helpless, like he don't see before him, like Nnamdi Azikiwe, his namesake before him. I don't know why they gave him a Nnamdi in the first place. It's a very regal name. He messed himself up and not us. Wherever he is, I hope he's seeing the mess that he helped to cement. When the leaders in Pakistan and in India said, no, we can't live together. This one said, no, bring Islam. We are one huge Pan-Africa. Let Africa unite. The same rubbish unity that I'm talking about now. Unite with fools and vagabonds. Impossible. Impossible. Terrorists are killing people. They have made the zoo unsafe. But government has the responsibility not only to protect us, it has to make us feel safe. That is a thing of the past. It will no longer happen. We are in Britain. Britain did not defeat the IRA. They went into an agreement. The same bomb blew away Russia from Afghanistan. The same bomb blew away America from Afghanistan. Today, the Islamic State of Iraq and Levant, they are on the march. Sunni Muslims, radicals. America is on the run. America is on the run. You don't defeat an ideology. I don't know which school did black people go to. You cannot defeat an ideology. It's impossible. You can't. Despite what they did to St. Peter in Rome, despite what they did to St. Stephen, St. Mark in Italy, did Christianity not prevail? It did. Why? It is an ideology. Something that somebody is holding on to with their life. You can't defeat it. You killed us 3.5 million. We are in jail. You killed us, put us in a zoo river. You are jailing us. Even as a few days ago. Has it stopped us from talking about Biafra? You killed us. Yet on the 30th of May, the entire high command of the Biafran army that commanded the war between 67 and 70, they attended it. In the open. And gave us a parade. That people were shedding tears. You cannot defeat an ideology, my dear people. You accommodate it. Even Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady of this very country, she had to reach an agreement with the Irish people. The Anglo-Irish agreement. Ask Margaret Thatcher, she will tell you. Now she's dead anyway. The memoirs are there to tell you. America today opened an office in Qatar to discuss with Taliban. The only way to stop Islam, the march of Islam, is through negotiation. And that means you have to become Islam. You have no choice. Or you defend yourself. As simple as that. As simple as that. We continue. The fear of possible attack on members of the National Conference by Boko Haram enveloped the conference on Monday when a delegate, Chief Mike Ozekome, said he received a message on his telephone of a possible attack by members of the sect in Abuja this week. Raising a matter of public urgency, he asked for the permission of the chairman of the conference, Justice Idris Kutugi, to read the message. He wanted granted the permission. The message, which he also sent to correspondents, said that news got to us that our enemy is planning something bigger than the Yanya bomb blast between Tuesday and Wednesday in Abuja. Mind your movement and be careful. The date is still unknown. Please pass it around to save loved ones. How can you guard yourself against a suicide bomber? It's impossible now. We continue. The United States said on Friday that it has decreased its surveillance flights in the search for the about 219 schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram, but added that the overall effort was unchanged due to more flights by other countries. It stated that it had no idea of the location of the girls, noting, however, that there is no let-up in the efforts to locate and rescue them. We don't have any better idea today than we did before about where these girls are. America is telling you today, U.S. government, we don't know where the girls are. But when you came, they said we saw them in the Sambisa forest. They said they saw them. America is saying before they came that things are still the same way. Nobody knows if girls we are taking, but we are telling them don't waste your time. Pack your drones, the ones that are working, that they have not sold the spare parts. Pack it and go back to where you come from. The zoo is dead. If you want to stop Boko Haram, give us Biafra. Not give us, support us, because we are not begging anybody to give us Biafra. Support us to get Biafra. We stop Boko Haram insurgency overnight. We don't need your help. Just the weapons is all we need. And your solemn vow not to support them. That's all. They are saying something about gossip, Chibok girls. New York Post replies, Jonathan, we are not interested in that rubbish. This person said and that said. That's nonsense. Pick up the phone and call Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. And the barrister is with me and has remained with me. The number to call is +44 7831 308 3776. I repeat, +44 7831 308 3776. The barrister is with me, very eminent in every way that you can think about it. The barrister, not a solicitor, a barrister and attorney at law here in the England and Wales, I hasten to add. The barrister, please go ahead. What do you make of our presentation this very evening, please?
Thank you, Director. Just a repeat of what we echoed in the morning, although you had some few more information being added to what we already had. Regardless, as you know, we always treat every information we get from the zoo very seriously, to alerten our people that these are realities we face. The reason why we have to go and get Biafra, nothing else. Director, what is happening in the zoo is like every individual is getting generator. Every individual in the zoo is having a borehole in order to water themselves, lighten themselves, and do anything themselves without even looking at the government. While the government are busy sharing and exchanging money. The situation now is coming to where every individual will protect themselves against Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. But what we are doing here is to restore Biafra. We need collective effort of everybody, including the new formation of the Ohanaeze Ndigbo youth, not their men, the little boys with young blood, those that understand that the best way to life is protection, security. Have you ever heard of Ohanaeze Ndigbo and Indara, those ones that share money, mention security? Have you heard of those condemning Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram? But the youth are telling us and warning Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, if you dare venture the Igbo land, we will show you what we are made of. These are the encouragement we will give to our young men and women, those who will replace the aging society in Biafra land. Not those who are cowards, not those who are bribed and their mouths are sealed not to even talk of protecting their families and where they came from. Because of our money, you no longer know your rights, you no longer defend where you came from. Big shame. We say no, we are not having none of this anymore. We've been killed to an extent. It's becoming shameful to hear where we came from, everyday attacks. And there is no protection. Nobody is doing anything to protect our people. We have to DIY, Director. That is why anybody, And unlike the guy who called earlier this morning, although director, I don't think you asked him his name. He said he's been listening. The one who said that his relative was killed during Obasanjo era, and his father has to pay money to recover the corpse of his brother or so. We didn't hear the name, and people inboxed me that nobody the man did not say his name.
Yes.
So, if you are joining Radio Biafra, all we need for you, please, you don't have to wait for director to tell you. Just say your name, your second name, and where you came from. Director should not be saying this all the time, because sometimes he does forget. He cannot do everything. It has to be a laid down policy once you call Radio Biafra. My name is this, my second name is this, and I came from this place, I am calling from here. Period. The avenue is for you to talk. We don't screen anybody. Look at the Yoruba guy who called, and he said he's part of Yoruba. That is what we like. Regardless of how much you've been criticized, he says, director, please mellow it down. You are crucifying us. And he admitted that they have done a lot of things against Biafran. This guy is brave enough to speak to us. He did not quarrel with director. He did not abuse director. Neither did director abuse him. They spoke gently, and the guy said, thank you. These are the things we want from our callers, anybody, whether you're Biafran, non-Biafrans, or friend of Biafran. Please call in. Gentility. Our youth, I also heard that they are very insulting on Facebook. Please respect the seniors, respect the elders. Do not always criticize somebody. Argument is given space. Use a superior argument to win your case. Insulting somebody will not get you anywhere. Bring out your argument. Use what they don't know. Tell them what they should know. That's how you win your case. We don't go to court and start abusing our opponents or even abusing the judge. No. Be civil. Because this is what is known of Biafran. We are a civilized society before the amalgamation. Amalgamation has done a lot of destruction to the Biafran society. We have a lot to offer. But because of putting us and Hausa Fulani, Boko Haram together, we've lost the plot. In many ways, we no longer do things we normally do. We no longer respect. We no longer acknowledge. We no longer show interest in the things we do there. And these are the things we should start looking into. Biafra is a great nation. We want to go back to how it used to be before so that we don't lose ourselves and our senses. We lost that cohesion that we had. And that is what Radio Biafra is doing, being led by director Nnamdi Kanu, the only man who's spearheading what we are doing here. Yes, people insult him. Sometimes he insult them back, which I do tell him to just leave them. Jesus Christ says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. You have a mission here, and director's mission is the leadership to restoring Biafra. This guy took everything upon his shoulder, which I have said many times, I couldn't even do what he's doing. His gravity, his outspokenness, his stubbornness has taken us to this level. A lot of people love him. A lot of people chastise him. But he doesn't care. We don't care, because our mission here is to restore Biafra. After Biafra, then you might see me as somebody who's very pugnacious. I like fighting physically. But I'm going to fight anybody until Biafra is restored. Then if you see me on the street of Church Road, don't worry. Pull me. I will remove my suit. We fight and carry on. As far as there is Biafra, that will be my happiness. For now, if you abuse me, I will carry on. Because I know that what I'm after is greater, far too greater, for me to turn around and start talking back. No, I'm focused. And so also, very many of us here clamoring for the restoration of Biafra. I'm glad Chukwuajama will bless all of you individually, men, women, everybody with the intention to restore in Biafra. God will always give you what you look for and what you ask for. Because here, our people are dying. And we don't want it. That's why Radio Biafra was assembled. Radio Biafra was put together to see through. Look at what information we are getting from the UN. The accreditation. That gradually we will get there. Because these are the requisites of what every nation who has been victimized, killed, oppressed, for you to get there at the top. You have few things to do so that you remain untouchable. And director is a very clever, wise man that looks into all this. That's why no matter what anybody do at him, I stand behind me and stand in front of him and say, director, I'm with you, regardless of the what it takes. Only when I die, and I tell you this, I'm not dying yet. We will see the Afro director. And these are the prayers of our people, those who are with us and those who are not with us. They are all praying for Biafrans. And in that token, director, I hand back over the microphone to you, still standing by before you. Good evening.
Thank you, the very eminent barrister himself. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you beside me. Not in the dark, so to speak, when we work for Biafra, of course. The caller on the phone, what is your name and where are you calling from? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
This is Friday Onyabo from Enugu State, in Kano East local government.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Go. Where are you calling from now? Where are you at this very minute?
I'm in Abuja area now.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The world is listening to your voice. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to commend you people for work, good work you are doing.
Thank you.
Only like we that were here in Abuja area, the side I'm here now, we don't have any place to coordinate. Nobody to coordinate with you. So I don't know whether there's somebody that is in Abuja area that you people can link me with.
We have people.
I'm only watching it for that part now. That's why I see that there's something like this going on.
Where are you listening to Radio Biafra now? How do you receive us? How? Where?
I'm watching it in Darsat.
In Darsat, you got it on Darsat, yes?
There's Radio Biafra in Darsat. Darsat. AIT, Darsat.
My goodness, I didn't know that before. I hope Uchemefa is listening. Has he done something he didn't tell me? We are also on Darsat, according to our brother calling us and listening live from Abuja. Yes, we have people there and we are going to send you details. But one thing we want you to do also where you are, you can start a family meeting where you are. This very minute, you can start a family meeting in the area of Abuja where you're in. Your number ends in 7445. Is that correct? Hello, can you hear me? Oh, my goodness me, the zoo. Did you hear that? My dear brother, do apologize. We shall send you the details. We have a caller on Skype. This caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra live transmission from London. Can you hear me?
Good evening. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Please, lower your system, your name and where you are.
My system is already off.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
This is the Okwama, coordinator in Oslo.
In Oslo, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please go ahead.
Bert, I want to commend you on your job.
Thank you.
Also, I get a troubles there from Huru. Regarding Boko Haram. That's Islamba, Islamba, no? There was a noise from home that Boko Haram was on their way to Islamba, no? I stopped there 2 days ago.
My goodness.
To Boru Onago market. But on the way at Isiwa Keti local government area, they were intercepted by this red cap soldiers at Eti. When they were asked, they were carrying four. The current bus of Ghana was good, full of carrots. they said that they went to early market to sell their carrots. Then the RA asked them, can we check the bags? They started checking the bags. On the process, another vehicle, Karina, touch Karina, stopped. Then they start asking them why they are disturbing the boys. They said that they are going to sell carrots. Then the RA starts continue checking the bags. On the process, one of them puts one of them down. When they put the guy down, then they thought to jump into a car. Then some of them there shot all their tires. When they shot all the tires, there was talk between them and the guys with the Toyota Carina. They are four in number. Then after struggling with the army has to shoot them, shot their legs. Then they charge the carrots and this of the down the packs the four of bombs. From there they took all those people, both the four guys in the bus and those in the Kota Karina to their base, the army chief base. So this news comes from Mbano today.
From Mbano? This news came from Mbano today. He remember not today.
In Mbano. Because the market was on Saturday last week.
Amazing.
So, now Mbano is on target. All those people who ever come from Mbano should know that now we are on target.
Terrible. Very, very terrible. Very, very terrible. And thank you, my dear brother, for bringing this to our attention, to the attention of the world, breaking news on Radio Biafra, that there was an incident on Saturday in a human banner, Boko Haram, we are going to bomb, Hausa Fulani Islamic Muslims, we are going to bomb the market there. And they caught them. It didn't make the headlines, because why should it? Be not honest. They don't want you to gather together. They don't want you to support the buying of our weapons. Without weapons, we cannot defend our land. Without weapons, we are dead. It's as simple as that. Give us weapons and defend that very land. That's what we're asking for. They call on the phone. Can you hear me? Can you turn the system down, please? We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Chijoke Odideka. I'm from Olo. But I'm calling from the UK.
From the UK. Which part of the UK are you in?
I'm in East Sussex.
East Sussex. Please go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I would like to begin by thanking the Most High God, Yahweh, and His Son, Yahweh Shai, for giving us this opportunity and for this miracle that He is trying to restore His people and to gather His people together. This is the best news I've ever heard. I myself just recently joined the family of Biafra in London about a fortnight ago. And I must say, I'm very happy with what is going on. And I would like to thank all the members of Radio Biafra and all the family of Biafrans, wherever they may be around the world. And to tell them well done for what is going on. And I would also like to tell those who are saying that it is not important to fight, that if somebody slaps you in one side, you should turn the other cheek, or we don't need ammunition for this struggle. I'm going to tell them that they are dreaming in an ocean of no water, because you must be able to defend yourself. And the problem with this sort of mentality that many of our people believe that you don't need armed struggle for your freedom, for your salvation, is because of Christianity, the disease called Christianity. I know many people might not like what I'm saying because of they are Christians. Many of our people are Christians. But if they know what is good for them, they should please come out of this evil organization called Christianity. because I can prove everything I'm saying. I'm not just saying these things. I can prove it all. Christianity is evil, and we need to come out of that religion. Because we as a people, as a chosen people of the Most High God, the only thing that separates us from every other nation that are upon the face of the earth is because the Most High God gave us law, statutes, and commandments.
That is correct.
Which you can summarize to be as our constitution.
That is correct.
These things have always been since the beginning of time, and it says these laws will last forever. So when Christians hear, when the Bible says that if your neighbor slaps you in one cheek, you should turn the other cheek, it was only referring to the people that were given the law, which we are the Israelites, that if your brother from any of these 12 tribes should hurt you, or to slap you, or take your cloak, you should give them the other one. He was not referring to Boko Haram. He was not referring to the jihadists. He was not referring to the Canaanites. He was not referring to those who were in the land of Ham. So that is why when the people came out of Egypt, out of bondage, out of captivity, the Most High said, you are my chosen people. I have chosen you above all people that are upon the face of the earth, and Obagondum with our people. And he says he will keep this promise forever. This is forever is still forever. So our people must realize, because I use this platform, if you permit me, dear brother, to challenge any pastor, any deacon, whatever you call yourself a Christian leader, okay, to show me in these scriptures, from the Torah to the Tanakh, to show me where it says in this Bible that, you know, you should love any other nation apart from yourself. It didn't say you should disrespect them. You should respect them, but it should be in their place. Unity, you're not supposed to unite with anybody who is not of your own people. This is the reality. The minute you start to mingle with other people who are not of your own people, you will get a madness like the zoo. This is the reality. And our people must understand this. And yes, we must fight. It is fundamental. In fact, I will be donating my own portion of the contribution. Even though we must fight, there is one thing that the Most High God has promised us. I'm very passionate about this. He said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and keep my laws, statutes, and commandments, nobody can defeat us, including let America, Britain, United, all the nations come against us. You will see miracles are happening. When people go against the people of the Most High God, because this is the only thing that has always kept us together. That is why the other nations hated us. People did not hate Israel. If you look at the scriptures of the Bible and how other nations hated them, it was not because they were saying, let us all come together. It was because they were telling the people the truth, whether you like it or not. We are the only chosen people of the Most High God. If you don't like it, come and try, and you will see danger. And all the nations that tried got conquered. So the day we move away from this law, he turns his back away from us. So this law is very, very fundamental. It is important, and we must keep it. And yes, we must also get ourselves defended. We must be able to defend ourselves using whatever means necessary. So anybody who is saying that we shouldn't defend ourselves using ammunition, that person is dreaming, and that person should be very careful. So I would like to thank everyone, in this platform, including all the those unsung heroes who are currently in Biafra land, in Enugu, and are doing things that people cannot see. Because I know, you know, from the way the director talks, there is no wise general that would discuss their battle plan with the enemy openly. So I know that things are going on. And myself, I'm planning to join. I'm planning to visit the Biafra land in the next 3 weeks. And I hope to come there and see what is going on and see whichever way I can also support, not only by financially but through any other means necessary. And I would like to come to urge every Biafran, wherever they may be, to take this thing very, very seriously, because you do not understand who you are. And because you are in this wicked religion called Christianity, and that is why they will tell you in Kano that when Boko Haram bombs you, that you should forgive them. Because these Christian pastors are deceiving you from knowing who you are. So it is very, very important that you realize that when the Bible says, love thy neighbor as thyself, it was only talking about you loving your brother from your own family as yourself. This is very, very important. If anybody requires any further explanation or explanation on this subject about the scriptures, please, you can reach me anytime, and I would always debate any pastor on it, because they're all liars. You know, all they're doing is just collecting tithes. And if they don't know about tithes, the only people who are authorized in the scriptures to collect tithes are only the tribe of Levi, who are today the Haitians, those in Haiti. These are part of our brothers too. These are from the tribe of Levi. So I would like to rest here, because I know there are a lot of people who want to make contribution. And I must thank you, Director, and for the hard work you're doing. I know some people might think that, you know, this is a walk in the park. When people see where an adult is chewing bone, when a child sees where an adult is chewing bone, you think the adult is eating meat. So all you have to do is just give that child that bone to eat if you do not crush their teeth. So thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you.
And I hope whilst you are here, I might be able to see you in person. But if we do not meet, I'm sure we'll meet some other day.
Yeah, but
very, very importantly, it is important that our people start to keep the law, the statutes, and the commandments. It is very, very important. Because, yes, we must swing, but we must keep this law. And once we are keeping this law, we will be formidable. Anywhere we go, nobody, no nation. If people understand what happened in the scriptures, two or three people, or maybe 10 people, go to war on behalf of Israel, not the whole people. Sometimes you don't need the whole army. But we know that we are going to be able to defeat this whole madness that is going on, and we'll be separate from this zoo called Nigeria.
Of course we will.
So I would like to thank you very much, and I'll rest my case now.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Well spoken. When we get, not when. As soon as Biafra comes, we are going to build a massive hall where we are going to debate this very religion thing till that kingdom come. We told them, I am a Biafran. I worship Chukwu Abiam alone. Anybody is free to worship whatever thing they want to worship. That is their business. Onyenachi. As for me and my household, we worship the Most High God, Chukwu Abiam. We have somebody on Skype, your name and where you're calling us from. We are Radio Biafra and we are in London.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Yes, my name is Okudi Lomale. I am calling from Catalonia, Spain.
From Catalonia. They are our friends in Catalonia. They are our friends. Go ahead.
I am calling from Girona, precisely. And first of all, I want to use this opportunity to say thank you so much for what you have been doing for us. And also I want to thank the Barcelona people, the Barcelona, and most especially Nonce Jirika and the group of the executives who came here to evangelize to the indigenous people of Biafra. And we want to say thank you so much, and we want to thank our brothers too who came out to be with them, and we also want to use this opportunity to tell them that this coming Saturday we will be having our first ever meeting in this zone, Girona zone, and it will be by 4:30 p.m. at the same venue where we had it last time. And I want to oblige them to please come out and join us, so that when you are coming, you come with your family, your wife, your husband, your children, because all of us are indigenous people of Biafra. So I want to thank you and say keep on keeping on. And someday, also, Director, please, I want to plead you, anytime you come over to Catalonia, please endeavor to come and see our people here in Girona, because that will, I believe that will boost and encourage more people to come out. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you, and God bless you too. We have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, Director of Division, this is Chibueze Iroka, Chibueze Joseph Iroka. I'm calling from Stone. I came from Enugu State, or local government precisely.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director. People have been calling, and my fellow countryman called now from Catalonia. There is something I want to chip in, Director.
Go ahead.
Now, as it is now, let us advise every member of Biafra home there in the zoo. If you have Boko Haram as a gate man, if you have Boko Haram as a shoe shiner, they should do away with all of them. Whoever harbors them is an enemy to Biafra. Because to me now, I told you before that I am trying all my possible best to see our people around here. Now I am with three of us here now that we are listening to this program, like I told you earlier in the morning. Now they have come to hear your voice. They have been hearing your voice for over half an hour now that they entered here. Now, they have agreed what I have been preaching ever since here. And we come to a conclusion. Biafra indigenous down there, whoever have any gate man at Boko Haram, it's time to do away with them. Because those are the people they are using to find out the in and out of any nook and corner of our area. Like what is happening in Ejado, it also extends to it. Now we are hearing the one of Anambra State. So it's extending everywhere. What are we waiting for? This is what we have been discussing here before. I was calling them before, they never want to listen. But thank God they were here today now, and they are listening to you, what you are saying. And I showed them the news online, then what the Americans said, that they cannot find Chibok guests. Of which I told them before that from Japan radio that you said nothing like Chibok guests. They did not kidnap nobody. They said, how can it be? How can that kind of news be on air where there's nothing? Now they have found it. Everybody have seen it on the internet here. Where America said they cannot find Chibok guests. Rubbish. Rubbish.
Exactly.
Director, I must commend you on what you are doing. You see, I said, if you weren't some of us here laying our life for this Biafra, for it to come. So many of us are ready. So many of us are ready. But for as it is going now, we need that support, which you said. That is why I've been working throughout this morning. Let I want that two of them here now, including me three, they should come and hear you out. It will not be like what I have been preaching ever since. That is, I'm just saying it. They should come and hear it, and they are here.
Are they convinced now that what we are preaching is the gospel?
Director, they were convinced. Even as it is in their body now, as if let everybody just come home now. And I say, it's not like that. Let us find how to take other people along. Let us find how to take other people along. Because what we need now is coming together. Coming together is what we need now. Thank you, Director. I will still be communicating with you on the program. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. And of course, we should be together. I believe in coming together. I believe in it completely and totally. But with honest people, with decent people, people that fear Chukwu Abiama, people that obey the statutes of Chukwu Abiama. I don't work with criminals and vagabonds. I will not lie to our people. Never, ever, ever. People were waiting for America Wonder after the 30th of May. We said, no, we're not in the business of deceiving people. We tell you the truth. And the truth of the matter is that this very project is irreversible. We pledge our lives on it. Irreversible. From now till thy kingdom come. We will handle Biafra in a way that you will know that Biafra is a divine calling. We play with the name all the time. Everybody, Biafra, Biafra. Some of you don't know what it means. You don't know the meaning of it. Do you know that people try to convince me that the word Biafra is Portuguese? It was made up by the Portuguese people. Until I reminded the person, but I am from Afara. And they shut up. I come from Afara. Put by in front of it. B-I only becomes Biafra, the name of our country. If that name, Afara, did not exist, people can say Biafra was made up. But you see, Chukwu Abiyama, in his infinite mercy and glory, he left us a trail like a detective. If you can find it, I will show you where it is. And you have people answering Umu Chukwu, Umu Obase. And as I said to my good friends in Israel, I love Israel so much. After all, that is my father's name. Do you know there is no place in Israel, if you convert it into Hebrew or Yiddish or Aramaic, that has the name Umu Chukwu? The children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama. Anytime you sit down and you think about it, where you come from, you will know how special you are. People say we are. I say, why would I not be arrogant? Why not? What is your name? Where do you come from? You're saying, oh, I'm from Wisconsin. I'm from Omuani Igwe, the children of the kingdom of heaven. That should shut them up. You are very special. We castigate you sometimes. It's only so that you can wake up and be upset and do something. We know how special you are. We want you to get upset and do something about your very ridiculous situation. You are very, very special. Exceedingly special. When you walk, you hold your head up very high. You are very special. Unlike any other on earth. Unlike any other. Forget the fact that you're in Africa. You were put there for a reason. To bring light where there is darkness. That is your job. You are the salt of the earth. Anywhere you go, blessing goes with you. You are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama. Somebody said to me, how do you know you are this Jewish thing, this Judaic thing? I asked them one question. I'm still waiting for an answer. Why is it that our men are circumcised on the eighth day? When did that culture come into our land? Why is it that Israelis circumcised on the eighth day after a male child is born? Answer that question. And but they can't. They keep faffing around. I have said it before and I'll say it again. We met the people of the forest when we came there. The Bijango people. They are now left in Guinea. That's the only place you can find their remnants. I have said it before. Nobody can dispute it. That is where the name Omenka came from. I've said it before. The people of the forest. We met them there. Those that process palm oil. We mixed with them. And we picked up some of their rather very dangerous antics. Hence the corruption that we had in our priesthood. Leading us to this state of despair. Which is where we are trying to come back from. Our lines are going crazy. We have over 6 lines here. They're all active. Sometimes I don't know which one to pick. But this has been waiting for a very long time. Somebody is calling from home. I must take their call first. The rest stay where you are. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra.
My name is Pastor John, and I'm calling from Anambra State, from Umunze, Orumba South, Biafra land.
Pastor John, what is your surname, Pastor?
My surname is Okonkwo, Pastor John Ozondo Okonkwo.
Ozondo Okonkwo is a very beautiful name. I like it. Ozondo, the path to life. The path to life is the meaning of Ozondo. A very beautiful name. I love it. Hello. You are calling us from Umunze. Please go ahead. The world is listening and this is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Director, I want to commend you. I want to appreciate God for you. You are doing a nice work. Right from very beginning, while I was in South Africa, as expected to see somebody or hear somebody who does this thing like you did. I was expecting the former person who was greeted to do something, but he disappointed us. And when I heard you, I watch and I hear Radio Biafra every evening with my family. I am so glad. And I'm praying for you people every day. I've connected the sister at Enugu, and we had a day that they will come and inaugurate the place where I am. I am making some kind of evangelism now to complement with what you people are doing, because I am ready to do what I can as a pastor. This is not about Christianity. It's about Biafra. It's about the future for our children, because I know that they don't have future in the Jew called Nigeria, like you rightly said. And we are getting ready for it. Please, may God bless you people. Keep it up. A lot of people's hope hangs on you, and I know you cannot disappoint. Thank you, and God bless you. And God bless all dear friends all over the world, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. You are very kind. You are very, very kind. Please, people should mark our words. We will not let you down. You will let us down. We know that. As some people have let us down, we've pursued them away from what we are doing. We can never let you down. That is inconceivable. We want to leave a mark when we are gone. You will tell your children's children, you will tell your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, that you never knew such people ever existed. And after we are gone, you will never see our likes again. You are indeed privileged. There is nothing we will not do or offer as sacrifice to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Sometimes we may appear a bit harsh and critical. The reason why we do that is because we don't want our beloved Biafra to be like any other African country. We want a country of genuine equality of every man and woman before the law and before God in heaven. We want a country of progress, not of envy and jealousy. We want the same type of country that I experienced as a child. Onward December, and the Chendenakwa, what it means is come December, you have men line up on the road and ask you to bring your report card from school. Some of you may know this. I've told this story many times on Radio Biafra. If you come first, second, or third, they will give something to you. And you will take that thing and go and show it to your mother or your father when you get home. Those who are as old as I am will know what I'm saying, that it is true. I remember very clearly when I came back from holidays in Aba, we went to Timbashed in Omuahia to go and get firewood. I'll never forget it. One man, I looked up at the signboard on top. I think I was about 5.5, 6 years. I can't remember. Very, very young. Very tiny. I said, I read that very thing. I will never forget. Ebubedike and Sons. One man was in shock. He ran out of his shop and his timber shed. He's telling those that need timber shed. He said, come. He said to me, he spoke Igbo, said, Wambia, I should read that thing again. I said, Ebubedike and Sons. He gave me 5 kobo. I will never forget that till I die. I don't know the man. He said I should come and take all the amount of firewood I want from his place. I was very small. That reminds me of who our people are. That is the type of people I'm craving for. Those that will see that a child is born in a community, that child belongs to everybody, not just one family. Everybody owns that child. Everybody wants the child to do well. If the child is yours or not. If your child upset, you say, can't you see how Obinna is behaving? Can't you be like Obinna? But Obinna is not your child. But these days they want to kill Obinna. That is the country we are taking you back to. A place where virtue reigns. Virtue and honor. Virtue and honor. We have somebody who has been waiting on the line for a very long time. Please, I do acknowledge your patience. Give us your name and where you are. You are on to us via the phone. This is Radio Biafra and we're in London, please. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Yes, go ahead, please.
My name is Ikesh Kumbata. I'm calling from London, and I'm from Nemo as well. You know, I just want to ask one question.
Go ahead.
Do you remember, you know, back in, you know, not long ago, you were saying that 70% of the weapon we're going to use, you know, we're going to produce it?
Yes.
Maybe. Does it still stand?
Yeah, it stands, yes. We are looking for the 30%. Yes, it still stands, yes.
Not 70 anymore, 30%.
No. I said if you add 30 to 70, it's 100%. We are manufacturing 70% of armaments. Only 30% we need from outside.
So 70% should be ongoing.
Will be manufactured back home on the ground, yes.
And the obvious is the proper weapon we're talking about, not sticks and all.
How did we manufacture the ones we fought with between 67 and 70?
Do you know
we manufactured weapons between 67 and 70?
No, I understand that. Well,
do you know that we have more advanced engineers now than we did then?
Of course.
Then does it not stand to reason that we can make it?
No, I believe we can make it, but I just want to clarify some stuff.
Of course, as simple as that. We have renowned people. We are mentioning the villages where these things are happening, and we told them, no, don't mention it again on air. Mm. Don't mention it. We are working very hard. Some of us left Germany to go to parts of Africa to do some things for us. We cannot say it on air. But we will manufacture 70% of our ordnance at home to forestall any nonsense that may come in the future. We are prepared. Our groundwork is meticulous. Meticulous. We don't want to make any mistakes. We want to be remembered as those that got Biafra, not those that tried and failed.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I welcome that very much. People are calling us from Biafra land, I hope. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, I'm calling from Delta State.
From where?
From Delta State, Nigeria.
You're calling from Biafra land, not Delta State.
I'm calling from Delta State.
No, I take it to be Biafra land. Where exactly are you in Biafra land?
All right, it's okay. I'm calling from Biafra land, Delta.
Thank you very much. Please, your name.
Yeah, my name is Joshua.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is the second time I'm calling into this program.
Thank you. You're welcome. Anytime, any day. It is your radio station after all. Please go ahead.
Initially, the other day I called about 2 weeks ago. I was so enthusiastic when I heard about the ongoing situation over there. I first called, then you were in Enugu studio. That was all you said. And it was so enthusiasm the way it was then. So right now, I don't really understand the fact of what is happening because my blood is coming down. I don't know what your timetable is because I want to be going by it because I don't want the situation whereby I will continue to support you your work over there and don't know what you are having on point. So the issue now, what I want to ask now is what's your timetable like? And what's our pace going to be? Are we going to move now or are we going to wait till all you're talking over there? Is it talk? What are we going to do to achieve this whole thing? Because we really need it.
Yes.
That's my question.
Yeah, I like your question very much. But first of all, you will tell me, where is your village in Biafra land? Where
my village is Obuluku in Delta State.
Which part of it? Are you Ishekiri? Are you Robo? Where do you come from?
Oh, Delta, Igbo.
And then where are you saying Delta State? Anyway, you said Delta, and I resent that, people saying they are from Delta. Nobody comes from Delta. Delta is where a large river runs into the sea. The sediments, exactly.
That is what we used to express the whole thing right now. The issue isn't where we're from. Even if it's Delta, it's no problem. But how are we going to resolve and achieve this whole thing instead of talking. We should have timetable with which we could deal with this whole issue so that we could achieve the purpose of which we are talking. It's all about talk. We want actions.
Do you go to church on Sunday? I'm going to answer your question. Do you go to church on Sunday?
Is that?
Do you go to church or mosque?
Yes, I did. I was in
church. What do your pastor do in church?
What do you do?
Yes, how do your pastor communicate to you when you go to church?
He preached all the admonishing.
Talking, is that correct?
Yes.
How do you communicate with me now? Is it not by talking?
He preaches to us now.
If you are an Igbo man, which I believe you are, you will know that not everybody, not even from your village, has woken up to the reality of the imminence of Biafra. Do you know that?
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about.
Do you know that other people will need, a substantial amount of people will need to have their consciousness raised to your level before they can participate in what we are doing? Are you aware of that?
So what we are trying to achieve now is to get people's mandate.
I don't want you to jump the gun. What we are trying to achieve is the same way you came to the knowledge of what we are doing. It's the same way that other people are going to come to the knowledge of what we are doing. It's the same way that the soldiers that will do the fighting will come. It's the same way that the scientists will... Yes.
You know what they're right now? Even the main evil people say right now, they are not even in support of this whole thing because it is all about talking.
Are you in support of it? Are you in support of it?
Why not?
I'm asking you again. Have you volunteered as a soldier? Have you volunteered as a soldier?
I'm asking you, yes, why not?
You have volunteered?
Yes. Of course, yes.
And where are you? Hang on. We know where our men are. Where are you? Where did you present yourself? And who screened you? If you're a soldier, for
example. I'm just a single individual that have not gotten any associate yet.
Exactly. Now you see the problem. You have not gotten any associate. So if I ask you now to hold your village, not even the whole of Anioma, if I ask you now to hold only your village, you can't do it. You're saying you're alone. We are also waiting for other people to come at the opportune time. We want to go to fight to win. We don't want to fight and make noise and go back. We want to sustain the campaign. We said it before, and that's what we are doing. Are you telling us to come on air and tell you our timetable? Do you know the timetable of Boko Haram? But they are striking every blessed day because it took them nearly.
You are fighting for comparing that to Boko Haram. It is not comparable.
Why is it not comparable? Boko Haram want to Islamize you. They want to kill you and take over your land, and you want to be free. Both of you are fighting for something. They are fighting for something, and so are you. You are fighting to be free. They are fighting to enslave you.
They are faithless, but you are not faithless. You are open, you understand?
So you have not seen the video of Shekau?
What are they fighting for?
Have you not seen the video of Shekau before? If you say he's faithless. Abubakar Shekau, have you seen his face?
If I want to meet him now, can I get him? No.
You can't.
If I want to meet you, I will get you, right?
Yes, you can reach me. Because of the... Hang on, let me finish. Let me finish, please. I must finish what I'm saying. You can reach me because of what we are doing. But any day we go into the proper phase 2, you cannot reach me, my dear brother. Any day we commence the type of action you're asking for, you can't reach me. You cannot. So when George Washington was fighting for America to be free, you don't know he was hiding from the British and fought them. When Fidel Castro fought for Cuba, you don't know he was hiding. Nelson Mandela was in prison. You don't know that the rest of them, like Thabo Mbeki, were in hiding as it was going on. Are you educated? Did you go to school?
Okay.
Did you go to school? I'm asking you. Are you educated?
Why not?
Then go and study history. Go to Google now and type in freedom fighting and see how it is done. And then you come back to us. And thank you very much for that, please. I do welcome your call. Thank you exceedingly much. We have people calling us every blessing. Please, before you call Radio Biafra, go and do some reading. Just don't go and buy crayfish from the market. You come out and you begin to, no, it doesn't work that way. So they don't know that once we go deeper into phase 2, anyway, I can't tell you what we're going to do. But you can't see me. You cannot. We must continue what we're doing. We have a caller on the line. The caller on this, on coordinator's line. Can you hear me?
Yes, director, I can hear you very clearly.
Thank you very, very much. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Prince Aki Ikechukwu. I'm from Mbitolu.
Thank you very much. And where are you calling from?
I am the coordinator.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dubai. I'm the coordinator of United Arab Emirates.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. You needed to clarify that yourself. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah, I thank you for the work you are doing. If you can remember, man, the one that came to meet you at Enugu.
That is correct. Your brother came to Enugu because he was serious. Yeah. He came to Enugu. This one said he's somewhere in Delta. He hasn't been to Enugu. But Jesus Christ. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
With my wife to the broadcast, if you can remember, the one that gave you one watch, if you can remember as well.
Yes, you people bought me a watch from Dubai, and I appreciate it very, very much. It was a very good birthday present. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to commend what you are doing. I'm very, very impressed, and I want you to keep it on. God is with you. And we are working very hard, even here in United Arab Emirates. First, I have two things to chip in, please, that will also help our struggle. I like the way you asked that guy that called from Abuja. Are you listening?
The world is listening. Please go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
The guy that called from Abuja, that's, you asked him where is he listening to Radio Biafra from? And he said from Dasat, from AIT. And I want you to, everybody that call, it keep on spreading our news. Because this is an internet world. Maybe, even here, I'm just starting my satellite. If I can still get Radio Biafra from the dish I'm having here, maybe I will get it and tell other people. People all over the world can search their dish, and it's possible they can receive it because all these the technologies, they jam each other and they get each other. Are you understand what I'm saying?
I do, completely and totally. Everything you're saying makes sense to me because I never knew we are on that TV, honestly speaking. Or that satellite, I don't know what it's called. I never knew we are on that TV. You were here when the man called. I said I'm going to hold Uche Mefo to ask him if we have been placed on that TV, and he didn't tell me. I didn't know that. I never knew. Now is my first time of knowing it. So what you're saying is correct.
Yeah, even my in-laws from our Akwa Ibom, I told them about Radio Biafra. Also, they are listening from another satellite, even they are from Akwa Ibom.
Are you
serious? They can get Radio Biafra from another satellite as well, one they are using.
My goodness me, I didn't know that. It's Chukwu Abiyama anyway, it's not us anymore. It's Chukwu Abiyama making sure that his message is spreading everywhere. Very, very important.
And the second one is this. Hello?
We are listening, go ahead.
Yeah, the second thing I want to say is this. I want Biafrans all over the world to try this strategy. If you know anybody living in the north, as we did to Ngige, to fail to win Anambra State as an APC agent, and as we did also to Rochas Okrocha wife. Hello?
My dear brother, can you say what you're saying? Stop saying hello. We are listening. If there is any problem, I will tell you. I don't want you to stop. Okay. I'm interested in what you're saying. Don't say hello anymore. Just go on and say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Okay. As all the Biafras did to stop Rochas Okrocha wife to going to US, let everybody do the same way. If you have everybody in the north, call the person to go back home. Because I believe when everybody goes back to it, your tent, O Israel, believe the country have already divided itself. Believe me, if everybody, if you know anybody, is it your brother, your friend, as we did to CNN or BBC, let everybody do the same way to every indigenous people of Biafra all over in the north, living in the north. When everybody goes, I believe the country have already divided itself. Thank you. That is what I want to say. And I appreciate all the board of Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. And we appreciate the work that you're also doing in the UAE. Because they came and we saw them. We did broadcast together in Enugu. Because that is where our office is and our studio. And we have people that can corroborate it. Not pie in the sky. I'm broadcasting from Biafra land. Kevin, or where are you? Our people and stupid lies. Our people and stupid lies. That is why we don't work with people that lie. It's not very good. Not very good at all. Do we have a caller on Skype? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, I don't know why your sound is not feeding through our system. I don't know why that is the case. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, director. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Please go ahead. So is the whole world. Oh. Go ahead.
Okay, director. This is Omenka. I'm calling from Thailand.
From Thailand. Thank you very much. Yeah. Go ahead.
Director, I came from Imo State, Olo precisely. Director, I have a little bit to contribute. I have these two callers. The other one called yesterday, asking you if he is willing to die for Biafra if you will give him a guarantee of security and his family. I don't really think that guy is knows what he is doing. Because if you are out to die for Biafra and to make sure Biafra is restored, why asking for security? What do you want? What do you need the security for? Why don't you embrace Biafra and fight for Biafra? How do you want expect director to give? Maybe director thinks he wants you to send more poles and soldiers to guide his own parents, so that he can come and fight for Biafra, and tomorrow he will say he is a Biafra. Director, that caller that yesterday, I wasn't happy after listening to him. And the second one, a caller here today called, talking about some laws about Biafra. Director, are you listening?
I'm listening. Please go ahead. We are listening attentively. Go ahead.
Okay, so the caller made drag my attention to something I want everybody here as indigenous people of Biafra to understand. That when you embrace Biafra more than your own blood brother, when you embrace Biafra more than your family, then you will understand how far and Biafra has gone. You will not come on the radio line here and you will say we should tell you timetable. And tomorrow you said you are following up what we are doing. If you are following up, you will not ask director to give you a timetable and tell what is happening. If you are truly a Biafran, you have to love Biafra like your, more than your family. With that, I believe you can die for Biafra. If you can love Biafra more than yourself. So, and another thing, fellow Biafras to understand that we have gone far here. From here to this phase two we are about to achieve, we have gone really, really far. All we need is support and help. And, to make sure that everything works accordingly. Believe me, to this level, director, I can tell you, that Biafra is more than Boko Haram. Biafra is more than ISIS. All we need is just a support and weapons to be where we are supposed to be. Someone, we can't just go down, sitting down and expecting Biafra to come like that. No, it's not possible. But if we are really a family, someone that is regular here that understands what Biafra is, we understand that we have gone far. Biafra is no longer Biafra they know yesterday. Biafra has gone very, very far. So, director, I want to thank you for your good work. And I want to thank everybody back in Enugu. They are all doing a great job. Thank you, Biafra. And, director, may God bless you and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you, too. This is Radio Biafra. We are continuing what we are doing. Because we are relentlessly pursuing the restoration of our beloved Biafra. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, if you can hear me, with the time now. Yes, go ahead.
Good evening, director.
Good evening.
Oh, I think my name is Ikonso from, I'm from Imo State, our mama. I'm always calling from this, for phone, where you are, was in Nigeria. When I was in Izun. So I am calling back again to inform you that any day, any time that you are calling by for soldiers, I am so capable. I am calling you from Dakar, Senegal. I am not just asking for anything. What I am asking is to go and fight for my people and let my people be free. So anytime, any day, I still inform you, anytime, any day that you want, let us, you want the work to be done from, to go and fight for your, for Nigeria. I am ready, capable, every time. You have to, because this, this money that they are, the money they are dividing, I'm still waiting for our coordinator here, over here in Senegal to call us in meeting, so I can pay my own, but I still retain myself to make sure that any time, any day, call me, and let them call me. I will return myself to fight for my people, and I will show that this battle, we are going to win this battle. I still call you and thank you for your good work that you are doing for us, for because to restore Biafra is very nice. I know, I so much love you. May God bless you and bless your family and bless you forever and ever. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. We also have callers. In fact, we have callers everywhere. I do not know which one to go to, but let's go to this one. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. My name is Ezio Kundodele. I'm calling from Nottingham.
Thank you very much, sir. Good evening, my dear brother.
My contribution this evening, I've been listening to what you've been saying this evening, and everything you said is really, really interesting. But there's something I really want you, if possible, because I've made this point before, but I want to emphasize this point again. Please, tell all indigenous of Biafrans to stop going to Igbo meeting. The Igbo Union in Nottingham here, for example, is putting big obstacle into what you are doing. There are Igbo meeting is not serving any purpose whatsoever to our people. It's just for party and absolutely nonsense they are doing there. Our people are dying every day. If our followers can stop going to Igbo meeting, they will crumble, and within 1 month you will see the number of people that will join this movement. They are wasting time there. Our people are dying. When I hear every single day the number of people that die in our place. Yesterday, I spoke to a friend of mine here, and what he was telling me, an Igbo person was telling me, that there wasn't anything like Boko Haram before when Obasanjo and the northern people was ruling. It's because of Jonathan was there. That's why they're doing that. And if they can remove Jonathan there, this thing will stop. I said to him, is that what he said? He said yes. And
oh my dear goodness me, we have lost him.
Hello.
Yes, the caller on Skype, please. The caller on Skype, yes, your name and where you are. We have lost our previous caller. Please go ahead, your name and where you are.
Yeah, I'm Kelechukwu Nwadike from Imo State.
And Ukwere. From Ukwere, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Spain.
From Spain. Which part of Spain are you in? Which part of Spain?
Yeah, I'm right now in Navarra, Pamplona.
Okay, Pamplona. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, please, Director, I thank you very much for your good working. And there is one thing I want to ask, because, you know, in this Spain, it's a very big place, and everybody have a very, I think, that something stays here. And not everybody in this Spain knew about what is going on. I know our people is very, a little bit difficult, and if you can help and give me the number of the coordinator here so that I can speak with him to at least, to help me at least some various places here, like Bibawo here, they have a very good Igbo gathering, but whenever you say about anything Biafra, they just even do you not see if you don't know what you're talking about. But what I'm asking, if that guy that called from Barcelona, the coordinator there, if you can connect me with him so that I will... They have a very serious meeting here in Pamplona here. But the problem is that whenever I call anything about...
Yes, go ahead. Can you hear me? What is happening to our Skype today? Can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. He cannot hear me because the line has gone off. We go over to the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling us from, please.
Okay, this is Samuel Okoli calling from Manchester again.
Thank you very much.
Originally, yes, originally from Ihitobodudu, the only Ihitobodudu in Biafra land, Orumba South.
Are you sure? Are you sure it's the only Ihito?
Ihitobodudu. There are a lot of Ihites, but this one is the only Ihite with Obodudu attached to it.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Well, I never know. I can't guarantee that. Thank you very much, my director.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm calling today. You know, I've been having a chat with a relative back in Africa, Cameroon precise. We're chatting about Biafra, and I think he was trying to impress me that he listens to Biafra, Radio Biafra. So I said, really? He said, yes. How come you've never made a call to London or in Enugu? He said, oh, it's just a matter of not having a air time. I said, okay, how do you listen to it? He said, FM radio. I said, FM radio. Are you sure? FM in Cameroon? He said, yes. I said, are you sure you are listening? Which, so I thought maybe it could be some Okrota sponsored, but I'm not. So I told him, I'm not sure you are listening to the radio, Biafra, that I'm talking to you. So, but what I will do is, I'll try and see if I can, if our people back in Biafra land can cross over to Cameroon and install a satellite dish for him. He is a very a good brother of mine. He's a cousin. So I want him to be, him and others to be listening and getting the education. So I want to know if it can be possible for our people back in Enugu or Biafra land to do the job. You know, in Cameroon, please.
There is no problem. Well, I think we can try and arrange something. But the fact of the matter is that we are getting information from Iwua Lachidebere that as long as you have the decoder, My TV Strong, and you also have HITV, I think it's called, if you scan, you will get Radio Biafra. In other words, if you have any box that is free to air, you will receive Radio Biafra. If you scan for Radio Biafra, you will receive it. It is there. People are saying they're receiving it left, right, and center. So that is what we want people to do, to keep on scanning. Once they have satellite, the best thing to do, if you give us the coordinates, we can phone him and tell him what to do. Even if we cannot physically go to the Cameroon, we can tell him what to do and he will get Radio Biafra. We are everywhere and we are going to surprise the world very soon.
Okay, thank you very much, Director. I can send his number to any of our people in Enugu or to you, or he will contact you. I don't know how to do it, but if it's about going to Cameroon, I will just send the money to you guys. So,
send it back home. Anything to do with the satellite and any help for the office, you send it back home, please. They are there.
Okay.
And those people there, they are.
Yes, I will need one for a family in Biafra land proper as well. As soon as possible. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Always a pleasure listening to you and you calling us. This is Radio Biafra. Regardless of where you are, we are welcoming you. We are transmitting live and direct from our studios here in London on this very day, the 30th day of June. We come to you twice every blessed day, 7 a.m. in the morning, 7 p.m. in the evening. We are doing it that those who are unable to receive us at one point will be able to join us live later. That is why we do what we do. And if you're new to Radio Biafra and you want to join our conversation, The number to call, as always, is +44 783 130 8376. I repeat, +44 783 130 8376. We are also on Viber. We are also on Tango. If you want to call us on Viber, it is the studio line in Biafraland, +234 810090459. I repeat, +234 810090459. That is the number to call us on. And by way of recap, I think it is important, it is necessary that we recap our headline. But before I do so, let's go and take this call. The caller on the phone, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Director. God bless you and welcome back to Europe.
Thank you very much.
This is Chinonye Ozodema Ikechukwu.
Thank you.
I am from Operachi in the Hide, Hezni Hidembise.
Thank you.
In Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Director. Director, I have two observations to make. One is the guy that called you from Delta. I think that guy is not real.
I know he's not. He's Yoruba. He's a Yoruba man.
Yes, because if that guy has been listening to Radio Biafra, he would have known what your programs are and what the program of Radio Biafra is. So for him to come on radio to be asking us, when are we going to start, when are we moving on, when are we, he's talking, that guy is not real.
Of course he's not real. Of course we know he's not real.
And my second observation is just a brother called now, I think from England there.
Yes.
And he said he is the only person from Ihite Obodutu.
Yes, that's what he said.
That is not true, because I am from Operachi, Ihite, Inezni Ihite, Enumbise, and my place is, we are called Ihite Obodutu, because our Eze is called Obodutu, and we are Ihite, so we are called Ihite Obodutu.
Do you know why I'm laughing? Do you know why I'm laughing? I used to think, I come from Afara, and I thought I'm the only person from Afara, or Afara is only confined to Ibego, until I have six Afaras elsewhere, even one in Anambra State, for, of all places. So that tells you.
Of course, so, Director, we are very grateful and we are happy. And then, in fact, you don't really know what you're doing, you know, motivating people all over the world. And then we are carrying this gospel through, and by the grace of Chukwuemeka, Biafra is inside.
He said.
It is inside.
He said.
We can see it.
Thank you very much.
So keep on doing what you're doing, and I thank all your crew. I thank those of them in Biafra land. May God bless and guide and keep them.
Chukwuemeka will keep them. He said to that. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. We have a caller on Viber. Is that correct? We have a caller on Viber. Can this caller hear me? No, I don't think they can. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They can't hear me. The signal is not strong enough. This is Radio Biafra. I did say before that I will go on to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary, and that is exactly what we are going to do. But mind you, if our Skype is giving problem, it's not because it has a problem, it's because of the volume of calls. Too many people call us. We are holding nearly 4,000 people on Skype alone, and it is creaking sometimes. You can imagine thousands of people trying to call at the same time. It's like trying to pour. It's called a bottleneck. If you hold a beer bottle or whatever, but you try to pour it, when it's trying to struggle to get through, it cannot come out at the same time. It cannot come out at the same time. We must take this call. We must take it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission from London. Your name and where you are, please.
I want to be a philosopher calling from Taraba State.
You're calling from Taraba. Please go ahead.
I want to comment on the work that you're doing there. You are doing a nice job that I've been calling for some time now, but somehow, because I cannot reach you again, but since yesterday, I discover your site in AIT.
On AIT?
I discover that...
Please turn your system down a bit. Turn it down a bit. Are you saying that Radio Biafra is on AIT?
Yes. I'm watching that there now. On AIT. Dasat.
Dasat. Radio Biafra is on Dasat. Even
yes, sir.
If you go out tomorrow, go and tell everybody around you, inform them that we are on Dasat as well, where you get AIT. This is the second confirmation this very evening here in London, that is, that we are on Dasat as well. We are spreading everywhere, not by anything we are doing, but by the grace of the Almighty Chukwu Abiama, that this very gospel must be preached everywhere, and that his children must listen to our voices and hearken to it, and come back to that very land which he gave to our ancestors. We never placed it on Dasat. Heaven knows, we cannot lie to you. We didn't. How we found our way on Dasat, I do not know. Uche Mefo has some explaining to do. Maybe he's experimenting on something in London without telling me. He will tell me after the program. We are on Dasat, the same place you get AIT. If you scramble around, Radio Biafra is very close. Because as they are lying, we are chasing them all over the place. My dear brother, I am very, very grateful for this information. You received us on Dasat.
I want to comment once more on somebody's statement. Somebody I caught a few minutes ago.
Go ahead.
Who said that the Christianity is evil? I would like that if any person wants to comment on the issues about the Biafra, he should directly say what exactly he wants to say, not trying to blaspheme. Well, for somebody to say that Christianity is evil,
yes,
it's blasphemy.
Yes, but your TV is very high. Your TV is high, my dear brother. Can you turn it down, please? Turn down your TV. Because the world can hear your voice. Turn it down. And we are very grateful. Of course, you've taken note of that. People's faith and what they believe in is important to them. Anything people want to believe in, they're more than welcome to believe in it. It's their prerogative. But as long as we get Biafra, as soon as Biafra comes, we will build a very beautiful hall made of stone. There we go and debate every blessed day. That is where I will spend most of my time, my leisure time, listening to arguments and debate. Because I love debating a lot. I love it. That is how you learn. The caller also, who is on the coordinator's line, can you hear me? The caller on the coordinator's
Hello,
line.
My director.
Yes, please, my dear brother, can you hear me?
Yeah, director, are you hearing me?
Loud and clear, please. Your name and where you
all
are.
All right. Good evening to you, director, and good evening to all your friends all over the world.
Good evening.
My name is Chukwu Emeka Dike. I'm calling from Dublin, Ireland.
From Dublin.
Ireland, yeah. And secretary for Dublin Department.
Wonderful.
Honestly speaking, director, I've been trying to get hold of you all this while since you came back, and even while you were in Biafra land, it hasn't been that easy, you know. And I'm overwhelmed with joy with the news coming left and right where people are receiving our broadcast.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I never knew.
I can even feel the joy from your own voice. So I'm delighted. And like you said, Richard Mofa have something to explain. In fact, whether he explains or not, we are moving forward.
We are. He must have done something behind my back.
That is why he's the chief engineer. Yeah. Even though he did not study engineering, like you always say.
He was born
an
engineer.
It's in the blood.
It is.
So I want to welcome you back to Europe and congratulate all their friends all over the world. I have a little suggestion or kind of advice to all the Biafrans all over the world as regard to some of our brothers on Facebook. You know, and my advice is not far-fetched from what I was once called to talk about also. It has to do with some of our co-Biafrans who are on Facebook. Sometimes the way they respond to people on Facebook doesn't really give good account of ourselves. Sometimes they become more hostile than even the Boko Haram people. I want some of our brothers to please convince or educate people who don't know what you are doing so that some of them can come around. Somebody brought you into the struggle. You have to convince somebody not to abuse or insult some people on Facebook always. Honestly speaking, it's not a very good way to make you know, through the media to make such campaign. Please, director, in any way, use your position as the director of this struggle to enlighten some of our brothers that we need to educate people, not to insult people. Please. That is all I have to offer now. Once more, welcome to Europe, my director. God bless you, and God bless all your friends.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We accept what you're saying. Sometimes, when you have been subjugated for very many years, your defense mechanism goes into overdrive, and you become needlessly antagonistic. It's understandable. That is why. But we must try and advise everybody. Try and debate, please. Debate is important. Debate, very, very critical. We have a caller, I presume, on Viber. Can you hear me?
Yes, director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are calling from, the whole world is listening. They are receiving Radio Biafra on all manner of platforms. Please, you will give us your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, I am President Chibike Okole.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. From the,
Director, I want to thank you so much for the good work you are doing for the people of Biafra. I want to bless the name of the Lord for giving you such understanding, wisdom, and knowledge to take us to this level.
Thank you.
Director, I am observing a lot of things while listening to Radio Biafra. I just want to chip in one or two things. I don't want to make my contribution so bogus. I listened to our brother from USA, Obidi Obienu. Was it yesterday broadcast or so? That man is a very intelligent man. He was speaking from my own mind because a lot of people at this stage have come to monitor our movement to know what our strategies are like. And he quickly noticed it and picked it out. There was a lady that called, I think from Malaysia, that was asking that we are talking, we are not doing anything. When are we going to start to do something? And he quickly pointed out that this kind of people is being sent by our enemies, maybe from Hausa or Yoruba people. And I thank God that you are very intelligent, that you are smart, you are able to always handle such people with care and put them where they belong. And today, while I'm listening, this guy that was calling from somewhere, Delta State or something, claiming that he wants to know our strategies and when are we going to start doing this, when are we going to start doing that. Director, I want you to be very, very more careful at this point in time because our enemy wants to know our strategies. They want to know our plans. Please, I beg of you, it's not everything that everybody called Radio Biafra and ask that you should give them the information or result, because freedom fighting sometimes need a very, very diplomatic means to carry them out. It's not he that calls and speak too much English that makes more sense on Radio Biafra. A lot of people are calling, asking you questions that are not even worth it. Like one guy that called and was asking you when you talked about building our ammunition. And when is it going to happen? How many percent and what have you, this and that? And you were able to, you know, put him where he belonged by telling him that we need 30% of what we need from outside and 70% is going to be done in Biafra land. And I believe you, me, that if you go ahead discussing with such person, he will ask you, what are the things that we are building? Where are we building it? How are we building it?
That is true.
So
is true.
I want you... I want, when such people call, you should be very, very smart to know. Though you are a smart man, I trust you for that. You should be very, very smart to know that these people are spies. They have come to know what our strategy are, because if Biafrans can build armored tank in the 1967 to 70 that we used to fight the war, if we can build a Obulibwe for something years ago, you know, thinking about the advanced technology that our people and the engineers who have produced this time and what our people can do now, they, the Hausa and Hausa Fulani and Yoruba people, they were afraid of what they know, what we can do, they know we are greater. So when these people call to know the strategies and what we are going to do and how we are going to do them, please, I beg of you to put them into the trash bin because they are not one of us, like Barrister Mamez always say. So I just want you to pick those points. When those people call,
put them where they belong, because it is not about calling Radio Biafra. It is about what have you done for the people of Biafra and what are you ready to do. You understand what I'm saying, my director?
Of course we do.
So it is very, very important that when those people call, begin to ask question. I think a word is enough for a wise. Please go and listen to Radio Biafra for 1 week or for 5 days. Before you come, you might have gotten some of the questions that you would like to ask. Not to come and disturb our peace and our movement, you know, taking time for people that have reasonable things to say, reasonable things to contribute for us to achieve what we have been working for. So what I'm trying to say in a nutshell is this. Please, such people, when they call, you know what to do to them. I don't need to say it on air. You know what to do to them. Thank you very much, and God bless you, and bless Barrister Mamezu and our sister Karomonde and every other Biafrans that are working for us, Ikechukwu, everybody that is doing everything that is taking us to our promised land. May God bless each and every one of us in the name of Chukwu Abiamai.
He say, I welcome that very much. We have somebody on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, our brother on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Please raise your voice for us. Your voice is very deep. Go ahead.
Yeah. I have heard before.
But you're not speaking up. You're sounding as if you're in a basement. Can you speak up? Your voice is far from the microphone.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but your voice is still very deep.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
It's far better. It's better now. It's better. Go ahead.
Okay, as I was saying before the line went off, please, I need to have a contact with the coordinator in Barcelona so that he will help me throughout the things I'm doing here, because our people is very difficult. They are very much difficult to understand things, and they are very much difficult. Even the other day I took my computer to the meeting, even for them to listen for even an hour or 30 minutes, but all of them says they ignore me. And this thing, you are not doing it for yourself, you are doing it for the Igbos in general. And what I'm trying to let you know, because the last time the coordinator in Barcelona, he said that during rally, they will go to Girona, I think, last month. Even I tried to get the information when they can be able to come to this Pamplona.
Yes.
But they never give me any answer, but it's very unfortunate I lost the number. And I don't know how to connect with him so that I can be able to maybe fix things out with him.
Yes, I am going to give you his number now. And also, I have given him your Skype contact. And he's in the process of, not just him, a few other people are also in the process of contacting you as well. Those of them from our people. Because people are listening, millions are listening all over the world. Once you say something, somebody will come up and jump at it. Please, if you bear with me. Somebody is still trying to call the same line I'm going to give you this number from. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to disappoint them by cutting off their call. Please copy down this number. It's 063.
063
278 5047.
Yeah.
063 278 5047. That is number one. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What was the name?
Can you hear me? No, where you are is very noisy. Very, very noisy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you very loud.
I have another number to give to you as well. Please write this one down.
Okay.
It is 066.
Yeah.
457.
Yeah.
348.
Yeah.
21.
Okay.
Please also take that down as well. And thank you very much. And I'm sure if you check the inbox of your Skype, Nonso would have contacted you by now, please. Yeah?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on hold on the phone for a very long time. This same listener and caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, I think I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Yes, my dear brother, please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you so much, Dinlande, and welcome to London.
Thank you.
My name is Chinwoke Chedozie Ozo. I'm origin of the fair kindred in Umode Ihe. Umode Ihe I'm talking about is in Isia Laumba in Biafra land. I reside here for now in Jakarta, Indonesia. It is good morning here and good evening in London. Please, I want to say it loud and clear. I don't have anything to say apart from this. Let the world hear me and hear me clearly. Any mouth, any heart, any sense or brain rising up to say, to condemn, to oppose the words of Nnamdi Ogbuchikano shall be condemned by Almighty Chukwu Abiam. Because before now, in generation past, in generation now, and in generation next, we have never had this time. And he always says that when he goes, that there will not be someone like him. And I strongly believe in him. And I want to reassure my hardcore and diehard Biafrans that we have a God sent and that we should believe in him if we want Biafra to come. I strongly oppose our barrister for saying that we should not criticize the so-called George Agogwa, who is on Facebook making all sorts of nonsense noise about the Nnamdi Kanu. Let him come out and do something that we will follow him. This is simple. Please, my people, let us do what is right. Let us do what we are required of, not doing what is not uncalled for, what is not called for at this moment. Thank you very much for hearing my voice, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. It's the rantings of people. But these people are driven away from Radio Biafra now. And they're actual hustle for insubordination and lack of knowledge and understanding of freedom fighting. And since then, we've moved on. We are over 300,000. The largest community of its kind anywhere in the cyber world. We are in over 88 countries and counting. And I can tell you, politicians are calling us. They contact us. Not us calling them. Today, UN said we should submit some documents to them. We want to shake everybody. So when we tell you we are formidable, you know it. In the next 2 months, Chukwu Abiam are willing. Anybody can walk into any country's embassy in the world and say, I am a Biafran, and you wouldn't have to say much after that. You'll be given refugee status. You will not be taken to prison anywhere. We know what we are doing. We need our men to be available to us. We can recall them to come home anytime we like. If they are in detention camps and in prison, they cannot help build their country, will they? We know what we are doing. Sometimes it may appear confusing to some people. Sometimes most of you may look confused and dazed. But trust us, we have never failed before. So how are we going to fail now? It's impossible now. We can't fail. Not because of anything special we are doing, but because Chukwu Abiam is our God. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello, Director. This will be Omar Berry calling from Sweden.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Please go ahead.
I guess you have been fine all the while, and it's quite a while. Yeah, Director, please, I just want to chip in like an advice for as many as possible that second class citizen, if I may use that word, of all these countries we find ourselves in, because it appears that a lot of Biafrans are not well inclined when it comes to politics, and as the whole things are going, I guess an average Biafran that is documented like being a citizen here should be active when it comes to politics of the different countries they find themselves in, because the more active I think we become, even in all these countries and places we are, the more opportunity we have in like propagating our movement to all other people politically. So I just think it will just be nice, probably, if you think about it and the whole IPOB executive thinks about this as well, so that it will help propagate. We may not know the politicians that can also help push our movement a little bit forward than we are at the present. That's just all I have to say for now.
Obi, thank you very much for calling. We have heard what you have said, and we are taking it on board. We have an explanation according to our dear brother. His name is Chukwunonso. Chukwunonso thinks that he has cracked what happened, what Uche Mefo, our chief engineer, may have done. Radio Biafra is somewhere where satellites pick it up, without those satellites knowing they are carrying our signal. Amazing. Amazing. So there is every likelihood that every box that you have, every receiver, decoder is called, that you have, potentially can receive Radio Biafra in the whole of Africa. Even those of them, somebody is confirming that they are in the Middle East and they are receiving Radio Biafra in the Middle East via satellite. We are indeed formidable. Exceptionally formidable. I feel sorry for our enemies. I feel sorry for them. They will be crushed into the ground when the time comes. We are saying it now so it won't be a surprise to anybody. That's why we say it. Our resolve is not something you can doubt if you have common sense. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us as always, as ever. We must take your calls because this radio station belongs to you. You fund it, you support it. You made it what it is. Not by anything special that we may have done. And we recognize our sister. There has been another addition to the Biafran family in Trinidad and Tobago. Another Biafran has been born in that very place. We are everywhere in the world, including Trinidad and Tobago. Our dear sister, who happens to be our secretary there, and a medical doctor at that. You know, we have learned people here. Learned people. She's a medical doctor. She has put to bed. And we are very, very grateful to Chukwua Biama for that. Our dear sister, Nkechi Obi, from Umudieke, in Amunomu Nze, in Imo State. Our dear sister has given birth to a future Biafran soldier. Has been born to us in Trinidad and Tobago. She's a medical doctor. You see the type of people that we command. All the way in Trinidad and Tobago, a Biafran serving her country, a medical doctor at that, has given birth to a baby boy. A Biafran has been born to us this day. Our joy is uncontained, uncontrollably. On a day, we are announcing we are everywhere without even knowing it that we are everywhere. Our brother is sending us links all over the place. There is no place you go where normal radio stations are listed. If you type in Radio Biafra, we are there already. Not for anything special that we possess, but because Chukwua Biama said that what they are doing is correct. This message must be heard by the world, and they are hearing us. We have not come to kill anybody. We are not asking to take something that doesn't belong to us. We are just saying the way we were before Frederick Lugard came from Scotland, we just want to be that way again. That's all. To be free. That the name Nigeria has no meaning. It doesn't mean anything in Yoruba, in Hausa. It doesn't mean anything in Kanuri, in TV language. It doesn't mean anything in Shekiri. It means nothing in Ejo. It means nothing in Ibibio. Nothing at all whatsoever in Efik. It has no meaning in Igbo. But I can tell you the meaning of England. I can tell you that England means the land of English people, the Anglians. I can tell you that Scotland means the land of the Scottish people. Scotland. Ireland is the land of the Irish people. Wales is the land of the Welsh people. Who comes from the zoo called Nigeria? Tell me. The name Nigeria is the name of a company. Royal Niger Company. Niger being a corrupt version of the word nigger. Nigger being the way they refer to black people in time gone by. Niger is a Niger area inhabited by niggers. If you call somebody a nigger on the street in Britain, you go to prison. It's called racial abuse. You go to jail. I don't know if they do that in America, because all these crazy kids, they call themselves niggers. I don't know what happens in America. But here, you cannot do it. You do it here and you're gone. You are gone. We are grateful to Tukwa Biama that a Biafran soldier has been born to us today in Trinidad and Tobago. Born to our secretary, our dear sister, Nkechi Obi. Chukwa Biama is your God. Things happen once you worship God through Biafra. Anything you want, you will get. Ask Uchemefo and he will tell you. Once you are into Biafra, Chukwa Biama will bless you, because you are doing his work. We have a caller on Skype, I presume. I don't know if you can hear me, but if you can, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. I'm talking to you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, there is PRU of Indigenous People of Biafra in Amsterdam. I just want to make this announcement. Our coordinator, Leonardo Suala, lost his mother-in-law. Every Indigenous people in Biafra, in Amsterdam, should call him and tell him sorry for the loss of the mother-in-law.
Of course, we commiserate with him. Our deepest sympathies goes out to him, because we are a family. We shouldn't forget that. That is the meaning of why we answer a family. We are one. Therefore, what affects one person affects us all. The same level of affection that we show when a child is born, that we show when one of us, when a Biafran, a member of our family, when they lose somebody very close to them, must be extended to our people and also to our brother who is in Amsterdam. We must make that very clear. Please, our sympathies go out to him. Chukwu Abiama gives and he takes. We are a caring people. We love one another. Only when you're not lying to us. We love each other. We want that love to continue. That is why we hold family meetings. Family meetings, we call them. Not Ohaneze Ndigbo. Family meetings of the Indigenous people of Biafra. Our hearts go out to our brother that lost the mother-in-law. Please extend it to him. I'm sure he is listening as well. That Biafrans all over the world, that our hearts go out to him. And the wife, of course. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We have our lines are going crazy all the time. We expect it to. We are on every platform you can think of. Okay. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, Director. This is Victor Gedef, your boy from Ebony.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. You are one of us. Go ahead.
Yes. The Radio Biafra, I cannot forget it from UTEL satellite, but I did it for somebody last week. Apart from Amos, UTEL satellite. You can get it there too.
On UTEL satellite?
Yes, yes. I went to a friend's house. We tested it and we got it there.
My goodness me. What is going on? It seems we are everywhere then. Any decoder you have, you can get a Radio Biafra on it. I don't know if I can make that proclamation yet.
UTELSAT, 7 degrees east.
7 degrees east on UTELSAT. Dear goodness me. I never knew this type of thing was possible. Uchemefo must have done something. We need to find out. Our dear brother on the line, can you hear me? You are through to us via Skype and this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good day, my director. This is Andrew Oba from Trinidad and Tobago.
Thank you very much.
I greet you. Good evening, good afternoon, the Biafran people all over the world.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been trying to get you all this since 4 days now to discuss with you and my people. We thank God. Let me start from the satellite, because I happen to be working with multi-choice when I was in Nigeria. That was my department and how satellites work. Immediately there is upshoot, uplink, and it's launched via satellite. You can receive it partially almost all over the world, depending on where you launch it and the direction. So even in Trinidad and Tobago, we still have, you can still receive via Radio Biafra on even on satellite. So all over the world, you should expect that. It works like that. Even in DSTV back home, only if you just put the direct code or refresh your decoder, you will get Radio Biafra. So it works like that, and that is how it's supposed to work. We are everywhere. Because when you used to say that you are only on, what is it, only on...
MS5.
Decoder. Yeah, MS5, I just smile because I feel maybe you are rather have little knowledge of it.
I do. I have very little knowledge of it, I must confess.
Yeah, it is. Wherever you are in the world, as long as it's above the earth, you should be able to receive it. Even as I'm talking, Obama is listening to it. Because U.S., they know every signal tunnel that passed through them, they will try to know what it is all about and whatever. That is it. So, my director also. Yesterday, people of Trinidad and Tobago, we are just only four. But there are hundreds of Trinidad and Tobago. You know me very well. I have been campaigning, going there, even in Kechiobe and all. And the other guy, we are only four, has nominated me to be their director. Why Dinkechi is the secretary, though I forwarded this to Karumonde, who did to you. And just for us to carry on there, we are just a small family here trying to get our acts together and see what we can do. And that is what I'm trying to inform you now. Even a national coordinator, they say I should be that, but I am scared because I said I'm not fit. I'm still a young boy, and I'm not even a young boy. But they know the condition, what I'm talking about. But they said, no, I should carry it. They will support me. So I'm using this opportunity to let everybody know that. And by the grace of God, God, with his infinite mercy, will see us through in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
So I also trying to encourage everybody and whosoever in Trinidad and Tobago, if you are listening to me everywhere, please like the war of Trinidad, indigenous people of Trinidad and Tobago. Biafra in Trinidad and Tobago, like their Facebook, and there you can see what is also happening. By there we can get and put ourselves together and join our brothers all over other places so that we can move forward and Biafra will come. That is all we hope for. Thank you now, and I will keep you updated. But my director, sorry one thing. I've already liked your Facebook on this, not even liking, but you've not accepted me as a friend on your Facebook. I don't know why.
It's because I have hit the limit, which is 5,000.
They can't accept that again.
Exactly. And also, I have a queue of nearly, I think it's about 600 and something people waiting, asking to be friends. That is the problem. But now that you have told me, I want you to inbox me. I will go and look for a Yoruba person to remove. And I will add you.
Okay, sir. Okay. Let me just stop here. God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. I am not going to remove the caller that called in the morning if we are friends already on Facebook, because he made a lot of sense. I like it when people pluck the courage to come out to say what is on their mind. Not tittle-tattle. Not gossip, I can't stand it. Come out in the open, pick up the phone and make a call. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to welcome people from all over the world. We continue to ask you to go out and tell people how you received Radio Biafra. We are on Dar Satellite. We are on all the free-to-air. We are everywhere. Just scan and reboot your decoder. You get Radio Biafra. That is what they're telling us today. But don't forget, if your family do not have a satellite yet, it is incumbent upon you to ensure that you install one for them. The number to call if you want your family, also back in Biafra land or anywhere in the Zoological Republic. I am overjoyed. I don't know if the zoo lost the match today or not. I am so happy. When they lose, I'm the happiest man in the world. I despise the name Nigeria. I cannot stand it. It has no meaning. It is the name of an abandoned company, a failing company at that. The word Nigeria is sickening. I can't tolerate it. Anytime they lose, I'm happy. If they like, let all the 11 players come from Isiama for the Quebec. I don't give a damn. Once you answer Nigeria, you are finished. finished. I'm so happy they lost. I am so happy. I'm over the moon. I don't drink beer. I would have had one bottle of beer this evening. Because the people, they make me sick. Green, white, green makes me sick. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue what we are doing, and we must go again to reiterate the announcement we made earlier that every national coordinator around the world, there is a very serious case of validation going on at the United Nations, given that we are the only people answering to Biafra at the United Nations. For that reason and that reason alone, there are some things that we need to do to be able to upgrade our relevance, to make sure that no Biafran anymore will go to present as somebody coming from another country. If you're a Biafran, you go somewhere and say, I'm a Biafran, I'm seeking political asylum. And they will no longer put you in jail. That is the level we want to go to. So that we make sure that those outside, that they are secure as well to come back home anytime they like. To come and join us in the campaign that will commence very soon. Chukwu Abiyama willing, of course. We continue to do what is right. We continue to do what is just before Chukwu Abiyama and before man. If you're joining us for the very first time, of course, we are bringing our program to a close. I'm sure that the barrister will join me very shortly to give us his closing remarks. The number for you to contact us on if you want to join us again tomorrow morning, because we come to you twice every blessed day, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., all you need to do is to just type in, where can I listen to Radio Biafra on Google? That's all. And they will tell you the million and one ways through which or by which you will be able to listen to Radio Biafra. Our number for this very studio is +447831308376. On that very number, we happen to also be on Viber, and on that number, we are on WhatsApp as well. If you have anything to discuss, any questions to ask, I will be able to respond to them personally. Myself, I should be able to do that. This is Radio Biafra. We are also on Tango, and we are, of course, on Viber as well, on +234 8100904599. We are proceeding. We are going ahead. We have been joined by the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, to please kindly commence our descent because we are bringing tonight's transmission to an end. Please, Barrister, go ahead. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Absolutely, Director.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you for today's program. Thank you, of course, anything that has a beginning will come to a close at some point. We thank you, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, all of you who made contributions in your different ways, those who pretended and those who are real. We welcome everybody here. Time will tell us those who are real and those who are fake. In any way, all we are trying to do is to restore Biafra. With your fakeness, with reality, we will. Anything the Bible says, every problem gravitates to its solution. Bring it to us. Give us suggestions. Even with your preambles, we will arrive at our journey's target. That's all we need. We thank you once again. Do not forget our 7 a.m. Once we finish with you tonight, tomorrow morning, you wait for us. The only problem we have is that we are dying minute by minute in the zoo. Some of our people are refuses to leave the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram's villages are being killed. The Lord Jonathan is not doing anything. He's not protecting them. He's not compensating them. Nothing for those who are bereaved or those who are killed. Their families are left empty and left wanted. But Boko Haram that are arrested are released. Money given to them, just like those who were in prison. Lord Jonathan
release them and buy all of them CUV or CVU and give them money. That is what we face in the zoo. And that is why we must remove ourselves from that particular expired country. We call upon you, wherever you are. We are not cracking jokes, and nobody can make a mockery of Biafra. If you make a mockery of Biafra, you have a lot in your plate to handle, because it's a spirit. We respect our nation. We respect where we came from. We respect the citizens of the indigenous people of Biafra. We love all of you. All we want is for you to come to your senses. Some of you that have been derailed, some of you that have been hoodwinked, they don't even know whether they are going left or going right. We are calling you to remember where you came from, to realize your potentials, what is in you and what you have in your head. Do not remain foolish. Otherwise, we will end up as an extinct nation. We don't want it. That's why Radio Biafra came along to rescue our people. Join us to restore Biafra. Join us to talk about Biafra. Director, as usual, you are here in London doing the same thing you are doing whilst in Enugu Biafra land. You are an equity, and nobody can remove that from you. May God bless all of you. Good night from here. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who kindly, in the only way that he can, bring our proceedings to an end this evening. We are eternally grateful to him. And more also, giving praise to Chukwu Abiama, that such men and women in various capacities all over the world are able to come together to serve their country in truth and honesty. We thank God for the life of the likes of Barrister Mamezu, for being a great servant of his country and also a very good man. We thank Chukwu Abiama for the lives of the likes of Uchenna, for those of them that jettisoned everything to fight for the restoration of the honor and dignity of their country. Karo Mondays of this world, of course, Chukwu Anibogo, Kechukwu Enyago Sita, Demokeke, Chukwu Kabosa. I remember those I left in Enugu. I remember all of you. I remember all of you. Okay, our Enugu coordinator. All of you, I remember, for the work that you did even before our enemies. Working very hard, waking up 1, 2 a.m. in the morning to make sure that everything that can be done, were done to safeguard our cenotaph. All of you, you continue to work for your country. Every blessed day, I remember you, all of you. And coming out, all our principal officers of state walking away silently, but very effectively. Uchenna Siebu, who heads the most important and critical department of this very struggle at this very moment. The head of our Directorate of State. We salute you for the work that you're doing. Our coordinator of all coordinators, Mazi Uchenna Onyema, for the diligence and dedication towards the service of your country. We salute, we recognize, we acknowledge the work that you do every blessed day, sometimes very silently, but exceedingly effective. That is why the UK is on a very sound footing today. We acknowledge every one of you, all of you, face to Zanekwe, all of you working very hard. We remember every one of you. In the States, all our officers there, we don't know where to start from Clifford in Ranya. We cannot stop there. We remember one on any, our national in the USA. We remember Obi, the Obienu, my very good friend, now the coordinator of Los Angeles, Maramu Gochukwu, the very indomitable lion of Dallas and the Fort Worth area. We remember each and every one of you. All of you, Reginald Opara, who is in Maryland, working very hard. We remember our own very dear Professor Odenigbo. He is in our prayers every blessed day. I pray for him every blessed day. We have missed him. We have missed his voice and his wise counsel. We want Odenigbo to come back as quickly as possible. we also remember without failure the sacrifice and the dedication, service to country by Professor Justin Akujeze. We remember all of you. In Canada, they are there. The Simon Okoro judges of this world. We remember the Wosus of this very world and what they have done for their country and will do in the future. All across the world, our continental reps. We remember those of you in the Middle East, Emmanuel Otusoro. Dedication from day one till today. Non-stop. How can we thank and greet people without remembering Chukwudi Ofoma, that gave us our FM. At one point was single-handedly funding all Radio Biafra operations. Chukwudi Ofoma, that forever and ever we will remain grateful to Chukwudi Ofoma from Australia. We remember, for me personally, the beloved family in Malaysia. That for me, in as much as this struggle is concerned, I will never abandon Malaysia or stop loving them. It's impossible. Malaysia is exceptional. Exceptional they are. Where Ikechukwu left off, Obilo Anthony is continuing. My very dear brother, Nlewedim, is working, is performing miracles as our continental representative for Asia, Nlewedim, for what he has done. He's the one that bought us our camera, prepared us to go on TV, which shall happen very, very shortly, we assure you. All of you. Tochukwu Onunkwo is in China. What you're doing in China is phenomenal. We know. We know those who are working for their control of them. And unto the women, Dingozi Maddows of this world, what they have done. Our dear sister Nkechi Florence, what they have done. Our dear sister, I'm not at liberty to mention her name, praying for us all the time on all our sisters everywhere. Norma, who is in Italy. Our dear sister, our PRO, or should I say secretary in Israel. All of you will remember, each and every one of you, because of that work you're doing. Can't you see where we are today? And where we are going to go to tomorrow? All of you, both those we mentioned and those we did not mention, we are all one family. One. Mandi anyi kpọrọ aha, mandi anyi na kpọrọ aha. Unile umunna anyi. All of you together. That is why today, Biafra reverberates all over the world. Bar none. All over the world. And for that reason and that reason alone, Chukwu Abiama in his infinite mercy have determined that Biafra must come. And for that reason, this same Biafra will continue to be our religion. We shall continue to worship Chukwu Abiama here on this very platform until the end of time. Because only he is God. Only Chukwu Abiama is worthy of praise. He will guide, bless, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same one, Chukwu Abiama, will bless Biafra. Thank you very much and good night from London until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning.